following is a Red Shovel Network production. The Red Shovel Network consists of The Drew Mike Show, Child of the Duff's No Bullshit News, Emma Eric's Soul of Detroit, and No Filter Sports and shit. Enjoy the following Red Shovel Network production, please.
Hey, what's poppin'? We're in the DealsInTheD.com studios for the Thursday show. The Thursday Drew and Mike show with Trudy News, Mark, Brandon, and Joey in the house. Charlie LaDuff will join us in less than a half an hour to talk about the HBO special on District Detroit, which is kind of District Zero. Mm. Did everybody get to see that?
Yeah.
Did you see it, Trudy?
Yeah.
Been watching. Yeah.
Oh,
I can't believe that. I remember talking to him when this whole thing was sprouting as a great idea, how hopeful and exciting it sounded.
Well, Charlie refers to it as the watercolors because, you know, the pretty drawings.
Yeah.
We saw all the diverse people
all the
walking
people,
around. Uh-huh. Yeah, movie theaters and, hey, maybe I'll go over and watch the Pistons game. And, well, it wasn't the Pistons weren't in it then. Yeah, I'll go watch the Red Wings game. We'll go to the concert. They expect a lot of walk-up business because it'd be so fun to walk around amongst all these beautiful condos and retail stores and bars and restaurants.
Yep.
And so far, it's a big, fat zero.
Wow. I still feel like there's a lot of misplaced anger.
To some degree.
I really do.
Yeah, I think they did a lousy job. They spent 35 minutes in the committee discussing the sponsored bill by John Walsh.
I don't think the Illiches did anything different than any other business or personal person would do.
However, and we'll talk about this with Charlie coming up. I don't want to get all too deep into it now, but the Illiches said they were going to do this. And there's apparently no mechanism when they don't do it that says, hey, you have to do better than this. They apparently they can do it if they feel like it. And so far, they don't feel like it. And the fact that they didn't appear on camera, I thought was...
Well, it's not a good look. Overall,
really?
It's not a great look.
They don't
for
care
anyway.
More than... They took $300 million in tax money for their shiny new stadium, which was ready right when it had to be, by the way.
Sorry, not sorry.
Well said.
Well,
there's no drop that fits better than that one. They're not even sorry, not sorry.
I don't think they're sorry at all.
They're just not sorry.
Did you hear their new statement? They did put out a statement today.
Yeah, it's a big blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. I will say what I told you earlier is if the Illiches are going to spend $300 million on something, they spend on the Tigers. And maybe I'm a bad person that I'd rather get spent on the Tigers than maybe a public school. I'm sorry, not sorry.
I'm not happy with the Tigers either. They've got to trade Castellanos. They've got to trade Shane Green. His value. Do we ever keep anyone that's an asset?
No.
Anyway, Charlie will be here. We'll talk about this. It's one of the reasons this story's one of the reasons he's not on Fox 2 anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'll probably mention that. And Facebook, when Charlie is here, will be brought to you by Cinco de Mayo. Not Cinco de Mayo, Mesa. Mesa, who's celebrating Cinco de Mayo for 3 days. It's crazy. It's on a Sunday, but they're celebrating Friday and Saturday, not because they're trying to make money at the bar. They're just so excited about Cinco de Mayo.
I know. It's true.
Yeah, they would
I don't speak Spanish.
They would not try to take advantage of this event in order to draw patrons on Saturday and Friday. They're just so excited about Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, and how there was, what did they get over in the French, or what is it?
I think there was a Mexican army defeated the French Empire.
Because it is important.
So, yeah, there's that. They do care about history.
The French.
I saw Jenna, who runs Mesa, on, was she on Fox 2 this morning? No, she was on Channel 4 this morning. She was on with Jason in the 10 o'clock show. So, yeah, Mesa.
How does she even get on television?
You see Gary on Fox 2 on the 9
was
yesterday?
On, Gary.
Yeah, really?
Gary was on Channel 7 at noon today. He's all dressed up again.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, somebody's made him over.
Oh, yeah.
He even gave someone credit. I wish I knew who it was.
Who do you think you are?
By the way, I heard from a relative, maybe it was a nephew or the son of somebody in RFD, the bluegrass band.
Oh, yeah, he sent an email in.
They've been playing for 50 years, and how nice that they get honored at the Detroit Music Awards. Huh. It's a great event, and it's a lot of very sincere people who love local music, and I hope they have a big night Friday.
Yeah, Nick sent an email in. Full disclosure, my father-in-law and brother-in-law are in the RFD boys, making it extra cool. 50 years of bluegrass in Ann Arbor. Keep it stiff.
Will's the RFD boys?
Yeah, I think so. Cool. Singing the Nickelodeon theme. Nicholas Moore.
Well, how great that they get honored. And these musicians, most people just bust their ass because they love music so much. And here these guys, 50 years, they must be damn good. And they get their due. Along with a lot of other people. John Sinclair, who's always a lot of fun. I would love to see his speech. Meanwhile, Mesa, with the 35-foot TV, the place to enjoy all your Tiger games, baseball, whatever, the 150 tequilas, and 10% off on your meal. And they bring you our Facebook video starring Charlie LaDuff live coming up. And, you know, I wanted to mention our friend Scott Kunath of Coldwell Banker Weir Manual. To see what your home is worth, or if you need help in finding a new one, call 248-797-7746. As many have, but it's the busy spring season, so you know, if you want to refer someone to Scott, maybe you got a nephew or a niece or a son or a daughter or a friend, 248-797-7746. He works very well with fans of the show.
Great Scott!
He can talk in drops, and you can text him. He'll get back to you in a timely manner. Again, if you would rather text, he's fine with that. He'll keep you informed through every step of the buying or selling process. If he doesn't know the answer, he'll get it. His word is his guarantee, and he is the rising star as selected by Coldwell Banker Weir Manual Realtor Scott Kunath. You can email him at skunath@cbwm.com. That's S-K-U-N-N-A-T-H. Or 248-797-7746 for Scott, who sponsors our Best Of and has for months. So we're rooting for him. And then, we got the boner line coming up today.
Yeah.
And a Righteous Rick update. What's the Righteous Rick news?
You want me to tell you?
Yeah, I don't think that. That seems like network breaking news to me.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, just right here, some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network. And shit.
I wish I could do a Rick voice.
Might be more "and shit" than breaking network.
Hey, guys. I'm getting a money wire tomorrow from California. For 4 photos, I'm getting a down payment.
Do we know, is this paying for what he paid for the phone? Is he making money?
I asked him how much. I told him. He can't give out the name, believe it or not. He says he's not letting me give out the name.
I don't believe you.
I'll work on getting him to let us call the show. He's part of the show now.
Oh, what? What?
I said, hey, that'd be great.
He's setting up interviews for us? Great. Yeah. I'm so happy.
I said, hey, I won't
the
say.
The audience is going to love this.
I said, I won't say how much, but is it cool if I say that you have a buy and receive down payment? And he wrote, yes, you can, and I'll show you cash tomorrow.
I don't believe you anymore.
Wait, if he's showing cash tomorrow, does that mean he's coming into the show?
No, he's going to take a picture and send it.
Okay.
I don't believe that.
Hey, more credit to him, man. I never thought he'd get as much as he got.
I didn't. I thought he'd get some. Oh, really?
Yeah. Which?
What do you pay for the phone?
I thought it was always a good time to get fucking rich.
You know what? Let me ask him.
And that's just for 4 photos?
And the beautiful thing is there's no ethical issues here. It's not like this is someone's personal stuff that they wouldn't want out there. I'm sure he's going to share the money with
charity.
Probably going to write a check to Aaron, I would imagine, for the full amount.
Hey, maybe it's from Aaron.
Don't blame the messenger for this.
Smart guy, that Rick.
Get a lot of shit over Righteous Rick. I think more people want to fight me than want to fight him. Okay, well, I mean, we've followed the story this far. We can't stop now. I mentioned the boner line coming up and Tiger Woods. A story about his brother, who is so funny. This comes out right after he wins this, you know, the greatest comeback possibly ever. And somebody has to do a story that he's got a brother who's 75% blind. He's disabled, destitute, and Tiger won't do anything for him.
Oh, yeah, because he's supposed to.
Well, he's.
I mean, it'd be nice if he did.
Well, he could soften his public image.
He could. Definitely could.
God, Tiger!
I would really think. Is this a half-brother?
Half-brother, yeah. I guess Earl had 3 kids.
After he married?
Before, because Tiger's younger than all of them.
Okay.
And then he said, fuck these kids, I'm raising a golfer.
Yeah, that does.
And I'm putting dildos in every drawer.
What happened?
I know he's looking for the house. Want a house that can have lots of furniture with lots of drawers so I can put dildos in every drawer in the house. Trudy, what would you do if you went to someone's home?
Looking for silverware or something?
Someone you were kind of interested in. And yeah, you were just checking a drawer for, I don't know, a tape measure or something.
Scissors.
And there's just loads of dildos
in there.
Oh,
my God.
A little unnerving.
Wow. Yeah, I think I did.
Or if you saw a box of kittens and you opened it, it's just nothing but dildos.
Oh, my God.
Box of cocks from Opie and Anthony.
You like my vibrator?
I'll assume you're listening to the podcast and you realize that I read Anthony Cumia's book.
Right.
Which had, I thought it was a...
Are you done with that?
Yeah, I am. You want to read it?
Maybe.
It was a weird sequence there. Why would you not really want to acknowledge wanting to read
Anthony? I do. I just don't want to borrow books from you. I feel bad.
I'm done with that fart.
I actually have two of your books at home. I was cleaning up on Saturday before our big
Okay, first of all, I forgot the book. I didn't even know you had two books of mine. What books are they? Now I'm curious.
I have some of your books, too, and I can't remember what they are.
Sounds like you really enjoyed them.
Otis Redding.
Oh, that's a great book.
I got Otis Redding, and the other one, the guy from, what band was that? Anyway, so.
Well, you could return those books,
and
you'd feel less awkward about wanting to read the Cumia book.
The Drew Library.
It's a Drew.
You have a library
really?
Card.
Does Ferndale have
the
a library?
Drewberry.
I should start finding Drewberry. People.
Drew is the annex.
Brandon, how many books do you have?
I have one or two of them. I know you gave me one. You were like, I want you to read this, but I can't remember which one it is.
Oh, my God.
I still have one. I have the John Feinstein book from like 4 years ago.
I know I have a couple of
these books are having a lot of impact on you guys.
But you have great a book. Ton. Honestly, if you go upstairs in your house, there is just, it's just wall-to-wall books. It's insane.
Well, if you go further up, yeah, you mean the second story. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not real happy when people go up there, but there definitely are a lot of books up there.
That. Yeah, but and it's great because they all you leave a little bit in every book because you have notes and scribble lines and pages folded and there might be a cigarette burner too.
Maybe. Yeah.
No, that's the best
some
part.
Spilled coffee.
Because I don't know how to start a book now like you start books because
I don't know how he does it either.
You're able to go to the juicy parts and get the most salient aspects of them and
a lot of practice.
And yeah, reading something after you is a big benefit.
It's chapter like Clifton. I've decided I don't care about anyone's childhood. I just don't care.
I don't either. You're right. No.
Is anybody?
Except for Larry Flint when he had sex with a chicken.
That's true.
It's in the first chapter.
So, Brandon, we've got phone numbers, IRS
numbers. Don't write
numbers.
Me a book, kid.
We have a lot of listeners who not only are in danger of soon being in a fist fight with Righteous Rick, but we have people in danger of being arrested.
Get this. Just in the last 24 hours, we received an IRS number, an Apple number, two Social Security numbers, and, another IRS number. And then Mark had one
that
was tax fraud. Yeah, so we have six numbers from scams today.
Listen to this. Oh. How scared should I be?
What?
Lawsuit against you regarding tax deficiency and tax fraud. Ignoring this will be an intentional second attempt to avoid federal law.
Second?
For any further information, immediately speak to our federal agent call back number. 518-306-7948. I repeat, 518.
Okay, lady.
Is the IRS based in Saratoga Springs?
I think that maybe that's their office. I got audited.
Wait a minute, lady.
I got audited in Wyoming. I got audited in Cincinnati.
Wait, now you're making me think that this is real.
No, they don't call.
No.
They
send them.
By the way, there's a story today about phone scams, and they say one in six has fallen victim to a phone scam.
That's just for Mojo's show.
Oh yeah, these include Spike's phone scams. And the people who are, I always figure these are 80-year-old people. No, 18 to 34-year-old men fall for the most.
Millennials.
What, dudes get sucked in more than women?
I was shocked by that.
That's insane.
Hey, by the way.
Yes.
Serious issue, shallow thought. Why is everyone so appalled that a woman was involved in the bombing in Sri Lanka? A woman was in it. One of those bombers was a woman.
We think you're better than us, so we assume you wouldn't do something like that. You know, this is not the woman. There's a guy that was involved in the bombing, and his brother was, I guess, peripherally involved, and They broke into the brother's house where the brother's wife and two children were, and she killed the two children and herself immediately when they broke in.
Oh, my God.
Really? I know. It's just...
Where are these people?
Nice.
How do we ever understand that? I mean, it's so... It's like understanding someone committing suicide like Chris Cornell or anyone. How could you... it's so weird. Anyway, so... But we have... Well, should we go with IRS numbers, Brandon, or Social Security? What do you feel? Who's in most danger being arrested?
I want to start with Mark because of close connection with the show.
Okay.
We got to make sure that he's going to be here tomorrow, so we should take care of Mark. And then we can just kind of roll the dice if we want to go IRS, Apple, or Social Security. Okay. And the good thing is we have so many numbers, we got to hit one, right?
Yeah, I'd like to, if we can get through them before Charlie gets here, that'd be great.
Okay.
At a risk of a Maz non sequitur, Julie just sent me a text. She's at the zoo. You want to see two giraffes doing it? Send me a picture of two giraffes getting it on.
Call the zoo!
Wait, he didn't even have to...
Did you see his dong, though?
I know, he just stands.
Look how big that dong is. That dong's got to be at least 6 feet.
All rejected.
All rejected?
Telescoping, oh my God.
Brandon, did you see that giraffe dong?
Oh, wow, he's hung. Mark, you're off the hook, bro.
Okay.
That call was already rejected, so...
Rejected?
Good job.
Did that call just come in?
Yeah, Brandon was here when it came
in.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
It's disappointing.
Hmm. Round two.
Should call All from right. Mark's phone.
Is this IRS again, Brandon?
Oh, this is IRS, yes.
Okay.
Holy.
Call rejected.
Aww.
What?
What's going on? Did you turn something off the phone earlier, Mark?
No.
I know you had to change a setting when you spoke to that famous person's sister.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Too straight.
No. No, I didn't. No, I didn't do anything with it.
What's the percentage chance on this one, Brandon?
Well, these are from listeners, so I'm going to give it 20%.
20, okay.
You can decide.
We should, one of the next three calls will connect.
Yes.
Read that bottom text from Rick, and you can decide
this
what you
Apple.
Want to say. But let's just say I'm actually impressed.
Thanks
with
for calling Apple Pentagon City.
What?
Apple is aware that some customers are receiving unsolicited calls claiming to be from this Apple store. If you receive an unsolicited call, you should not provide any information to the callers. For more information on cybercrime and waste...
All right.
What?
Hmm.
Is that real or fake?
No, that's real. So that's a real Apple store in the Pentagon City Mall.
Did Rick say not to reveal that? Those amounts?
I'll ask him.
Okay.
All right, we're 0 for 3.
But are you impressed?
Well, yeah.
This is Social Security?
No, I think... Okay. I think he knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Which...
He's exhausting people until they pay him.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Social Security Administration Department, how can I help you?
Yes, I got notified that there's a problem with my Social Security number, and I want to resolve it. I think I might be in arrears. I might owe some money or something, and I guess they're going to shut my number down, and I need my Social Security number. I need all this to be straight. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Are you aware of people getting calls like this? Because I'm in the process of buying a home, and they said that if there's any problems with anything like this, that the deal will be rejected. So I want to resolve my problem.
Yes, I will explain you, sir. First of all, can I have your first and last name, sir?
Yes. It is Hugh, H-U, Jepenis, Jepeniss.
G-E-P.
E-N.
After then?
E-N-I-S-S. Hugh, H-U, G-E-P-E-N-I-S-S.
And what's your last name?
Jepenis. Sounds like huge penis, but it's Hugh Jepenis.
Are you Jepenis?
This is Mr. Jepenis, yes. Did you find my file? Hello?
You there?
Hello? What, I'm not in the file?
Hey, slow down.
Wow.
All right, next.
Oh, what?
I think
he knows that it spells huge penis.
It took him a while to figure it out, though.
Bullshit. He does not know.
All right, this one is also Social Security.
Okay.
It's nice to get all these out at the same time.
It's a good song for Social Security or numbers. I can't find anything.
I feel like a number.
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
Like a number.
You have reached a number that is no longer in service.
Okay. And then the final one. Wow, we're only 1 for 5. The final one is IRS.
It said 20%, though. So that makes a lot of sense. Rockin' Robert Seger.
This one came in from a listener about 10 minutes ago. It's got to be fresh.
Okay. Is this Social Security?
IRS.
IRS. Oh. Ooh. This is important.
Yeah.
1-1-1-1-1.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, I'm out, sir.
Yes, I'm calling. I was trying to reach the Internal Revenue Service. Is this the correct number?
No.
It's not? I got this number. I was threatened with arrest. It said that I owed a significant amount of money to the Internal Revenue, the IRS, and I wanted to settle up because I do have a debt with the IRS, and it's going to be a big problem if there's any trouble, so I wanted to pay it off. Hello? Sir?
You there?
Seemed a little slow in the uptake there.
Fuck off.
He said, fuck off.
He said, fuck off.
Fuck off.
That's the weakest fuck off I've ever heard.
Fuck off.
What? Come on. Dude. Yeah, you're such a loser. You know, nice trying to scam people with this IRS and then acting like they're the asshole.
And then having a voice like this.
You know what? Maybe when your voice changes, you'll be more successful at this. I'm trying to give you money, and you're telling me to fuck off.
And if you're successful at it, maybe you can get a better phone line, you loser.
You son of a bitch, motherfucker.
You are so powerful.
God.
I'm so scared right now.
What shithole country are you in?
Can you suck my dick, motherfucker?
Oh, wow.
I will fuck your whole family, motherfucker.
You want to suck our dicks?
You're so... What, you want to...
You got Bishop State.
Did you want to be on... State. Did you want to be on the other end of a glory hole? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Can you do one thing?
You're pretty obsessed with oral
can
sex.
Can you do one thing? Listen, hey, motherfucker. You know, you're shit and die.
Eat shit and die. Oh, that's a good one.
Wow, that's powerful.
Ooh, I'm quaking.
Did you go to some slang school of insults?
I'm quaking.
Eat shit and die.
Your phone line is breaking up. Do you realize how lame you sound? Plus, you sound like you're 9 years old.
Eat shit.
How many people are on the bus you took to work today? 5,000?
How many animals were on the bus you took to work?
What animal did you ride to work today? A cow or a horse? Or maybe it was an ass?
$1,000.
How many chickens are on the bus?
What do they pay you an hour? I'm sure you have a good health plan, 401k. What do they pay you by the hour for this great work you're doing, scamming people?
It will be $5,000.
Oh, $5,000 an hour?
Cool.
Well, that's great.
That'll help pay the medication when you get some weird avian flu in whatever country you're in.
I would think making $5,000 an hour, you would probably give up this job.
You got money.
When you ride the train, do you get to sit inside or you're one of those 800 guys that hangs on the outside of the train?
Shut the fuck up, motherfucker.
Come on, Mr. Comeback. He's cooking up a good one.
How many people live in your house? 30 or 40?
What?
Why?
Get the dick out of your dick out of your mouth and speak up.
You're fucking United States.
States, idiot.
Wow. Plural.
Did you learn English from
fucking United States?
What's
you're
your problem?
Fucking United
States. Wait, you're okay, you're
all motherfucker.
You're complaining about the United States. Please turn him down a little bit. Can you stop complaining about the United States? You're trying to rip people off in the United States and acting like we're so terrible.
I will fuck your whole United States, motherfucker. Okay?
All of the states.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you married or does your family not have enough of a dowry yet? Oh, is that you playing with my balls? Nice. Thanks. I felt good. Yeah.
You pay $5,000 an hour for this? What a great gig.
He's a big seller.
Did you have to go to college to get this job?
You want a job?
No, I have a job.
Oh, just put the job in your ass.
Oh, wow, that's powerful.
The job. Wait, that doesn't even make sense.
My job is watching. I get paid $6,000 an hour watching you suck dick. It's the greatest job. I just watch you suck dick
don't
all the time.
Don't get caught. That country might murder you or cut your hand off or balls you. Or something.
You'll get stoned.
Mm-hmm. Be more funny.
And I guess that draw of penis will just outweigh the threat of being stoned. In whatever country
Listen,
you're
in. For a guy making $5,000 an hour, you're doing a lot of screwing around. I want to talk to your supervisor immediately. Put the supervisor on the phone.
You want to suck my
dick? No, that's your job.
You want to suck my dick, motherfucker? You have a piece of shit?
I want to talk to your supervisor right now, mister.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where you look at it?
Brunei.
Brunei?
What did he say?
Where are you located? Take the dick out of your mouth and speak clear.
Where are you located?
Where?
We're in Hugeponus, Wyoming.
You wish.
Wyoming? Motherfucker.
All right. I've had enough of this tool. Look, get back to work. One. Get back to work or I'm going to tell your supervisor what you're doing. There's a lot of penises that need you right now. Oh, shut him down. No comeback. No comeback for that?
Oh. And have a safe commute home with eight guys on a scooter.
You want dick?
You and your eight boyfriends have to take one scooter to work. Be careful going home. I'm concerned for your safety.
Stop projecting on me. Obviously, you want penis. You can't stop talking about it. Damn. So you're projecting
Nothing
it on
wrong
me.
With that.
I mean, I know Drew has a nice cut and all, but get it out of your head. Jesus.
Okay. So get back to work or I'm calling your supervisor, okay? I've had enough of this. Malarkey. Bye. Bye. What, are you finally hanging up?
No, he's still there, but we'll...
Boy, he's really good at that. I got to tell you, I almost sent them some gift cards. Really good at his job.
Wow.
Well, at least we wasted more of his time so he couldn't get scammed.
That's true.
Scam someone else.
That's where all the fun is.
2 for $6.
I'm really interested in his commute.
I know. I wonder where that guy is.
I think he's in India.
Where are you?
Why? Or maybe he's not in India. Is India a hotbed for scam?
Yeah.
It is?
I always see, is that New Delhi?
Doesn't Nigeria lead the league?
That's what I thought, but that's usually...
Computer.
I think they stick to emails.
Yeah, computer scams.
next number, Brandon?
That's all six.
Oh, that's all six.
We were 2 for $6.
Good, though.
Should we call Tiger's sister? Oh, Charlie's going to be here in a minute, so we'll wait till Charlie, and then we'll call Tiger's sister and see if she can step in. And get involved. Maybe she can get some money to the brother that's disabled and 75% blind. How do you determine?
Hey, it's Tiger.
Huge.
How do you determine what percentage blind you are? Because,
well, I mean,
like that'd be really hard to do.
I think if
Yaldo can.
50% would be. I mean, there are two eyes. So if you have one eye, that's 50. Maybe it's half his vision. The other.
Okay.
I'm not sure that's pure science.
Rick said we can mention the numbers. Do you want me to mention them?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He wrote, actually, I said, can we mention the numbers? If you want, you know they will say nope or the money is fake, LMAO. I don't care. He paid $1,200 for the phone.
Okay.
And he's getting a down payment tomorrow for well more than that.
In gift cards?
he doesn't want to give up that number?
No, I can say it. He said $5,000.
I can make that much money in 5 seconds.
And that's just the down payment.
That's his down payment?
Yeah, to hold it. And then he told me more about... Well, I can't say that stuff. Hmm. But then he does add with meeting of the minds in the Ming Dynasty. I'm also a historian of baseball. Old players I can school. Damn near anyone who's who when they played in teams. I'm that good. I think he wants to challenge you, Drew.
Who asked him that?
No one. I think he's just thinking about it.
But he said it's like early 1900s, not modern.
Well, nobody cares about early 1900s. There was no electricity then.
Mordecai Three-Finger
Brown? I know Mordecai Three-Finger Brown. He was a cub.
That's right, he was.
All right, let me get the break going here because Charlie LaDuff is in the house.
Can I smoke down here? Oh, yep. Yeah.
Charlie LaDuff. Not happy.
Quiet.
The deal for Little Caesars Arena. It's what we've all been waiting for, and it's finally here. Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Spring Sales Event. If you wonder what all the excitement's about, let me explain. During Zot's Spring Sales Event, you can lease a new 19 Ram Bighorn 4x4 as low as $166 a month. How about leasing a new loaded 19 Jeep Compass?
How about that?
For $198 a month. How about that? God, that little drop is so funny to me. The girl.
Oh, yeah.
What's her name? Bad Baby. How about that? Or if you want to move the whole
family. How about that?
That one. Yeah, there you go. Or if you want to move the whole family around in total luxury, lease a new 19 Chrysler Pacifica as low as $292 a month. She sounds really cute there, but actually she was being a complete little beast when she said
How about that?
Catch me outside. How about that?
Catch me outside.
How about that?
Somehow Dr. Phil got through it.
She was. How did she rebrand so fast? She was the Cash Me Outside girl, O-U-S-S-I-D-E.
Uh-huh. Give her some credit.
I know. Good branding. Yeah.
She made Dr. Phil.
Last month's employee pricing for everyone was such a smashing success, our friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram decided to do it again. So while supplies last, get employee pricing on all 18 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Nobody is doing that for you. See details and surf their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And then our network sponsor.
How about this? You know, when he does it, just say, ooh, ooh, baby, that's the best I ever had.
The Yeldo Eye Center, an official sponsor for all things visual on the Red Shovel Network, including No Bullshit News with Charlie LaDuff.
Where'd you get that read? That's pretty good.
Yeah. Eli.
Eli gives me reads, and he's got words in them like, ugh. How about those contacts and losing your reading glasses? Ugh. I'm like, I have to read Ugh.
It's a Pulitzer Prize winner, Ugh, in his script.
Eli won the Pulitzer.
No, you. Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised a Pulitzer winner would accept copy from someone.
It says Ugh.
Pulitzer.
Pulitzer?
Or Pulitzer. I don't actually know how
you know what's interesting? Roxanne Pulitzer. Isn't it? Or is it Pulitzer?
I always thought
that because that's where I didn't really know what a Pulitzer was until I heard about her having sex with a trumpet.
What?
She had a divorce case that got really wild. Roxanne.
Is this the one down in
Pulitzer?
Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember a big story on that recently.
Now,
if
she would have been named Wulitzer, she would have been having sex with a big organ.
See? Wow, what a pun.
Wow. Thank you.
That's a good pun.
Wow. Thank you.
I never even believed the story. A trumpet? What? It didn't even work.
How? Oh, yeah. Never mind.
What do you mean how?
Which end? I guess I know.
Just a dumb blow, story, baby, but... blow.
Pulitzer Prize.
Pulitzer? What did I say? Pulitzer?
Pulitzer Prize.
Well, I came up with the Drulitzer, which was the best photograph of the year. And so it rhymes. Anyway, the LOI Center, they sponsor all our shows. And in fact, they do custom LASIK, which Trudy got, to multifocal lens implants, which many listeners have gotten, to designer sunglasses, which everyone loves. Dr. Yalow has done over 30,000 procedures. His CAT system is the most precise. And these multifocal implants for people 50 plus eliminates reading glasses and gives 20/20 distance vision for life. Charlie, who hosts No BS News here on Red Shovel, was so impressed by the staff and the service when he went in for his annual eye exam. They told him his eyes were amazing for a guy his age and
God
he needed
damn
no
it.
Surgery. Why is that an R copy?
I don't know. Say antagonize us.
I think Eli just switched the copies because we would say, ugh.
Bug wouldn't be a problem for me.
You know what? They weren't even trying to push me to surgery. It's not like that there. He's an ophthalmologist. They're looking at your eyes.
Most importantly, how was his De Niro?
Oh, he does a great De Niro. He looks like De Niro. He does a good De Niro.
I want to hear his De Niro. I don't know if I am ready to buy that he does a good De Niro.
Which De Niro? This Boy's Life De Niro?
He liked De Niro in Casino. And he was talking about Joe Pesci banging his wife in that movie. And he went like this. Look, you can't see it, but he went like this.
Did you bang my wife?
Dr. Yaldo did?
He did.
Really?
Yeah, he's a good guy. Oh, by the way, they do see children there. Not infants, but like 12-year-olds and 10-year-olds.
Well, we are proud to have Dr. Yaldo as a sponsor, and for the entire network, too. And I hope people do mention it when you call or you stop in for a visit. He just wants the best for you and wants us to remind remind you of two things. Annual eye exams, check for glaucoma and other potentially damaging conditions, are covered by regular insurance. Evaluations for surgery are free, so make the call. Get up to half off custom LASIK till May 15th if you mention Drew and Mike. 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. And the new 106.7 WLOZ with our program, 8 to 11, Saturday and Sunday morning. And what else? Oh, a new generation of classic rock. A lot of 90s music.
Oh, man, my music was sick today.
Oh, really? What'd you play?
I played The Cure.
You played The Cure?
Yeah.
On the radio?
The Cult.
And The Cult.
Shit.
Wow.
I like both those.
It might have been The Cult.
And Everclear.
She Sells Sanctuary?
Yeah.
I love that song.
I know.
You know what? I just saw that song in the movie Layer Cake. Has anyone seen that movie?
Yeah. It's been a long time.
I love that movie. It's got James Bond, Daniel Craig in it. That's what, honestly, I think that's one of my favorite movies.
Really?
Yeah.
I know you used to talk about it all the time when we were at Riff.
It's one of those long movies that you don't really want it to end, or at least I didn't. I don't know. Maybe everybody else hates it. But
I was listening last night. I was driving around and put Wheels on, and they played Running with the Devil. And honestly, every time David Lee says something in there, it sounds like they were adding the drops. Like that's all though. Like you hear it, it's so weird to hear it now. It kind of ruins the song, and I love that song.
What is that? One Break coming up.
That's from Unchained, but the ones from, I think it was Run with the Devil, yeah.
Anything else you want to mention for your shift today, Trudy?
I did play New Rush, or Old Rush, that is.
So say, if you played New Rush, you were off the playlist.
That's right. They don't play. But Geddy Lee is making the rounds. He's all over the place doing that thing with Sean Lennon.
Yeah. I saw them doing Tomorrow Never Knows. Well, we played that on the show. I don't remember if you were here that day. A 9-minute version of Tomorrow Never Knows.
Oh, I think I was. But you know what? He says he and Alex are still living close to each other, so they always get together, and Alex is trying to drink his wine cellar dry.
I love those two guys.
Yeah.
They're both great guys. AC/DC, Aerosmith, Ozzy, Foo Fighters, Zeppelin, Pearl Jam, Guns N' Roses, Nirvana, Motley Crue, Van Halen, Trudy in the middays, Doug Podell in the afternoons, Bill McAllister in the mornings, and we're on the weekends at 106.7 WLLZ, Wales, Detroit's Wales. So, back in the DealsInTheD.com studios, HBO. It takes HBO to bring out this story about all those promises in 2014 when we were told we were getting a new arena and a 50-block area that I saw the pictures. People were walking around, people of all walks of life and
cartoon people
of color, white people, Hispanic people, everyone was in the picture, and it was going to connect downtown to Midtown.
Oh, that's a nice place.
And it was so exciting. And then the next thing you know, there was a big rush to build the stadium. They were hurrying. I mean, just moving mountains to build that stadium on time. And the stadium got built, and then they had the Pistons. And they had to rush to do that.
It holds 22,000.
And then they built their own headquarters, too. And everything was all done. And then, where's the rest of the stuff? And here we are, well, really, 2 years later, according to HBO.
Not a foundation in sight?
We just seem to get a lot of parking lots.
It's supposed to be 9 blocks in every direction, right?
That's what they said.
That's what they told me.
So, you know, I'm so mad. I don't know. This story really, really bothers me. First of all, why does HBO tell us all this story? Wouldn't you think there'd be a lot of discussion about this locally?
Of course not.
I'm watching the English Premier League here, dude.
How about that goal? Wasn't that great?
This is a big match. Man U, Manchester U, and City.
Oh, no, the derby.
Oh, this is the most unbelievably electric race for the title in, I don't know, decades, man. Anyway, turn it off.
Brandon, turn it off.
And guess what? The owners pay for their stadiums.
Some owners do.
In England, they do. They make, because you make a lot of money.
Well, there are stadiums here where people...
Well, the new one in San Francisco where the Warriors will play, zero public dollars.
Zero.
I don't think if I had $6 billion, I don't think I'd want a city that had just been through a bankruptcy to pay $300 million in very limited funds to build my stadium.
Well,
but if you were an owner and you could get that money, why wouldn't you take it?
Well, one, they've been working on, they wrote that legislation. Mm-hmm. The Illich people did. And then they got their toadies in Lansing.
John Walsh
sponsored
the bill.
I'm sure if I look it up, and I haven't looked it up, I'm going to bet they maxed out on the contributions there. But he didn't write it. I just called my insiders there. The Illich, and it's not the Illich family, it's Chris Illich.
He wrote the bill?
He runs Olympia Entertainment.
Yes.
Okay, his family members have a financial piece. That's his company. This, when we say Illich, we're saying Chris Illich. They worked on that thing for a decade.
They were buying properties up, and there was a complaint. What do they call it? Dereliction. When you just let the properties sit, you don't improve them. The property values sink, so
you can buy them up.
Become cheaper to buy.
The shit that everybody accused Matty Maroon of doing all those years.
Exactly.
Okay.
But Matty Maroon didn't have a couple sports teams.
He didn't have a trophy. That's right.
He wasn't terribly popular. But anyway.
But he employs a hell of a lot more people.
So when they do just tell you that we got 50 blocks coming, I know I felt that, the dereliction thing, maybe it serves a greater purpose. Maybe we get this beautiful area, we connect downtown to Midtown, and everything will be okay. But no, that didn't happen. How could there be nothing going up? And developers saying, we tried, but we can't work with them.
It's simple. Because when you look at the legislation that they got passed through that lame duck, remember that famous lame duck session where they got the emergency manager law put in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They snuck this one through in 35 minutes of
debate. Why do you sneak it through?
Because nobody even had a chance to look at it. It was 35 minutes of debate. They had the votes lined up and it was done. That's your government. But here's the thing. In that legislation, there is no promise of all these blocks of development.
Well, that's what I found out last night on HBO,
yep.
Because I really was so enamored with those pretty pictures that I assume when someone like Chris Illich, someone of his stature, he owns the Detroit Red Wings and the Detroit Tigers, why would he make something up?
Because that's a little okey-doke in the middle of we've just collapsed. Remember, this thing, they're developing it for 10 years. Before the Illiches, there was like, I think they... For the last 30 years, they had captured taxes to pay for, I believe, the Renaissance Center. So they had captured these property taxes. That was going to sunset. This company was aware it was going to sunset and got on it a full decade before. So it's all ready to go, but everything implodes. So how are you going to tell a bankrupt city with crumbling schools, right?
Mm-hmm.
No jobs, that this thing for this rich guy is awesome. You throw out watercolors. You bedazzle everybody. And in this town, nobody was really looking at the financing of it. They're looking at the watercolors. It worked.
So they intention, you're telling me that whole presentation was just made up and behind the scenes, we're never going to do that part. It's just pretty pictures to sell this thing.
Yes.
You don't think they had really the best intentions that they can make money on it, but then maybe later Okay.
No.
I can't read Chris Illich's mind. So, I'm going to reserve judgment. All I know is he's not performing. Well, and they made no comment, too. They wouldn't even talk to HBO, which I think is pathetic because they got $300 million in tax dollars. And granted, people let them. They also pay nothing for concessions, nothing for parking. So now parking is all theirs. And maybe all those parking lots, why do they want to put buildings there? They're making money on parking. Maybe that's good enough for them.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Let me throw the caveat in. Don't think I'm just saying it. I talked to the guy that put the deal together, and I talked to the guy inside their office. This was how can you say they were going to do it when it was never part of the legislation?
But they named the Cass Corner part. It was the Cass. What was it going to be? The Cass Avenue plot, and the Columba area. I'm just kidding. Go back to the 90s.
They were trotting out very similar watercolors for development that never happened around Foxtown. This is what the family does.
Yeah.
They throughout their time didn't pay their bills on the cable. They didn't pay. They were late on water bills. They did all of this nonsense. They've never been a good
corporate. $6 billion. Why would they not pay the water bill? I know you're right though, because I remember reading that and thinking, why wouldn't they pay the water bill? Well, nobody's making
Yeah.
How do I get a drink of water at Joe Louis Arena then? Because they're cutting off people that are almost destitute from getting water. So why aren't they cutting off Joe Louis Arena?
It's so easy to be pissed at the billionaires for this. I get that. And they carry some, but they carry some of the blame. But why did this ever get through? Why did Snyder sign it? Why did Schuette say, oh, yeah, that's constitutional in our state constitution?
Because billionaires are not nuns. They're going to make money, and they're going to give it to them. I'm a grown-up.
Yeah.
You're going to do what you're going to do. But where's our representation?
Exactly.
Where's our media? Forget the media. Where's our press? Where's anybody looking out for us? It took HBO way after the fact when it's way too late. Nothing.
5 years.
Come on. Mm-hmm.
Well, this story's not an old story, though, because there's so many studies that say stadiums, you know, we love our sports teams, but they really don't have a lot of economic impact. And maybe they were going outside that saying, oh, but it's a 50-block area. Look at everything else you get. We're going to do that. So don't look at the fact that stadiums don't make money and don't create a lot of jobs.
Look at the cool factor, which I get it. Lights, action, camera.
Right.
I get that. So
I'm embarrassed to say I did look and I went, hey, that looks like fun. I want to walk around with those diverse people.
You're sucked in by that? Really?
I kind of was. I was excited.
We talked about all that?
Well, Charlie and I talked about it. Charlie was so down on this thing, because the police need money, the schools need money. I mean, there's so many things that Detroit needs. And by the way, while HBO was doing this story, Vice was doing a story on all the private security in Detroit, because there aren't enough police. So some of these nice neighborhoods, they're paying significant dollars to people to provide private security because they don't feel they can count on the police.
So you're starting to see what's really underneath it all. Is all this maintainable? If we don't have police, if you got them heading for the hills, if you're paying $13 an hour to a paramedic and they're not coming, if the financing's shaky, if we can't borrow for the schools, if Wall Street says Detroit's borrowing rating is junk because of the schools and we can't get money to them because we diverted a revenue source to a billionaire who didn't need it. And remember, Bill Davidson, the former Pistons owner, built the palace with his own money, paid property taxes and revenue share to Oakland County. We're not getting that.
You know, it's interesting because wouldn't you think Oakland County would have helped him build the palace?
Was it here? They didn't?
I know, but I would think if Bill Davidson wanted to really make a play that they go, hey, the Pistons, the palace, Oakland County, I mean, we're so lucky to have them.
Yeah,
I would think Oakland County would get behind it. I don't know if they would to the extent Detroit did, but I feel like I understand. I agree with what you're saying, Mark. It's hard to really just blame the Illiches because they're doing what a lot of people would do. But if I had $6 billion and I really cared about the city, I think I'd say, I can handle this. This is going to raise the value of my franchise by hundreds of millions of dollars. Why do I need tax dollars in a city that just went bankrupt?
Well, their timing.
But that's why I'm not a billionaire.
Their timing was perfect, though, because the city was so down because of the bankruptcy that they were going to get whatever they asked for.
Well, it sounds like such a weasel.
The timing was wrong because the city was down. That's why you got the watercolors.
I mean, from their perspective, though, so they got everything they wanted.
They wouldn't have had to come up with the water. They wouldn't have had to come with the fake presentation if times were good.
No, consider this. What did Detroit financially gain from this? Because if you remember,
a shiny new stadium.
Very, very
go Red Wings.
We didn't get a new sports franchise in town. Not the Red Wings. They were there at the Joe.
Right.
Okay. And they paid about $8 million a year in revenue.
Well, they get the Pistons. I don't know how much
We paid for that. So
we did spend money for that.
They don't provide the players don't get taxed, city tax. They don't have
We're going
tax.
Off track there. We put $35 million more dollars into that stadium to host the Pistons that the tax capture takes
care of. Yeah, the price got higher.
Right. Now, when they say $300 million, don't fool yourself. Interest. Always add in the interest. We borrowed $300 million. Over 30 years, the total bill will be $650 million.
Detroit needs $650 million for anything.
No.
What I understand is why can't they build... do they really think they could not fill residential units there? Do they really think that they couldn't make money on building a hotel?
Why are you asking me?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'll ask you this because I know.
Let's go like this.
I know you know numbers.
Let's use our head. Gilbert's building a big skyscraper with condos.
Mm-hmm.
We've got other condos that they can't sell that they're now renting. He's going to build condos. We're charging New York prices for these condos. GM's closing, right? We don't know what the economy's going to do. In your right mind as a business person, are you going to build this shit or are you going to pave it and wait? I wouldn't build it.
Well, but what if they would have built it 3 years ago? I mean, you hear this 98% occupancy rate in Midtown. Is that just total BS?
Who's telling you that?
I don't know. I saw
it
in the paper.
I've read that it's hard to get a place in Midtown to
rent. Who provides the statistics to the media that gives them to you?
I don't know exactly who does.
That
but
would be Dan Gilbert.
I would like to think that someone vets this to some extent. Well, I mean, if the buildings were empty, I would think they would go scratch their head and say,
well, let me go like this.
This is quite true.
Let me tell you a little story. Big Chinese investors are downtown looking to invest. They're with a big real estate agent I know. They said, 97%. Huh. Where's all the people? You see how big those buildings are downtown? 97%, huh?
I don't know.
Or could it be you take your paper, you put it into something hard, you create a story in order to sell stuff?
Well, I guess I used to think that if I read it in certain publications that they had a couple reporters who probably, you know, like the guys that win the Pulitzers, I thought that they would vet something like that. But maybe the media is so decimated or either that or so punch drunk by the wonder of the new Detroit,
the watercolor.
Maybe Dan Gilbert can just get those numbers out of his head or off his paper and just give them to the paper and they print it. I don't know.
Well, we know if they could have made money off of it, they probably would have built it.
I would think so. But
see, there's good thinking. That's regular.
It's pretty simple.
Common sense.
Exactly. No, I would assume that too.
But I would think a hotel. They couldn't build a hotel next to or in that district?
I think they could, Mark. Whether, you know, it would be busy 41 nights a year when the Red Wings play and 41 nights a year when the Pistons play. The problem is, what do you do the other 280 days?
Oh, concerts and other events.
They do. You don't have a lot of events. You're right.
Remember, they're going to close down the Palace and bring, you know, concert. There are concerts.
Yeah, there are lots of concerts. Yeah. No, they're busy almost every night of the year. I mean, what do they have, 250 events a year or something? Yeah. I would think they could, but maybe it's just so much easier to just gussy up the parking lots a little bit, and those 250, 300 nights a year, you get, how much do they charge for a car?
Oh, God, 50
bucks. It's a lot.
50, yeah, depending
maybe
on the
that's a little easier than having a hotel that you got to build, you got to have a staff, you got to pay people. Maybe it's easier to just, you know, have a lot and charge people $30 a car.
Okay, so let's go like this. But you're not from Detroit, so you don't care. Fair, right?
You mean if you're going to the game or you're going?
I'm going to the game. I don't care about Detroit's finances.
Well, I do care about Detroit's finances.
Okay,
yeah,
but no, let's just say for the people listening, those that don't. Okay, I respect that. But let me point out to you what happened to your pocketbook. Remember the Detroit public schools got bailed out of the debt?
$636 million.
About $700 million, and then another $250 to get the new district up and running. That was put on the state taxpayer. That would be you, Roseville. That would be you, Escanaba. That would be you, Brownstown.
What about Ferndale?
That would be you, Ferndale.
Oh, good.
At the same time.
No, bad.
At the same time, about $650 million has been diverted to the stadium. That money that was diverted to the stadium could have been used to pay off the school debt, and I wouldn't be on the hook for yet another thing like I am for roads, the zoo, the DIA, the buses. You understand me? Like, money is money. They can confuse you all you want. That's why there's confusion about this, because it's hard to understand, but it's really not.
Right.
And so the schools can't borrow, and the kids grow up in shit, and I'm against that. Because if one kid grows up in shit, my kid grows up with that kid, and you leave a weaker society. That's just how I feel about it. Know the finance. It's all voodoo.
Well, does this, you know, just for practical purposes.
What about the fucking cops?
Mm-hmm. I know, the cops. That's really getting to be a tired story.
I saw two of them driving around today in an SUV that was going, and the tire was flat. That is what they gave us, man.
Oh, my God.
Well, I don't know. I'm tired of a lot of things. I'm tired of these stories about people getting towed and being charged $400. I mean, there's just a lot of malarkey still going on. This is another malarkey story, but this is a big story. This is a lot of money. Is this story, because they said no cut, they wouldn't even talk to HBO. I guess I'm so disappointed.
You don't have to when you're the man. You just wait it out.
I know. I assume this will probably just blow away, right?
Yep.
Another week, 2 weeks.
Yeah, but I see things quivering because now people are kind of hip to some stuff that's going on. The police, the money, the schools, right? The demolition shit, the mayor's booty call, the contracts going to girlfriends. Like, people are starting to say, wait a minute, what has anything really changed down there? Yeah, billionaires came and laid some cement, but what's underneath it?
By the way, somebody brought up a great point. Somebody sent an email, and I don't know why they brought this up, and at least now. They were talking about the video that Carmack showed on the side of the vehicle, and how is it that Mike Ilitch has the remote control for the garage of this person he's visiting?
Oh, my God, that is... Oh, wow.
You didn't see that?
I did not notice that. Oh, my God.
I saw it, but I didn't think about it.
You mean Duggan. Did you say Mike Ilitch?
Oh, did I say Ilitch?
Yeah, I thought
you
said Ilitch.
No, Mike Duggan. No, when he goes to that house in, is it Brighton?
Yeah. Wixom.
Wixom. Yeah, the garage door opens for him.
But, well, she could have been waiting.
I guess she could have been in the house putting it up. I don't know, but it sure seemed like a kind of an operation.
You know, look, I'll tell you what. The mayor, federal grant contracts, going to his gal pal, the midnight rendezvous. At least it's nice to know that the mayor's on top of something.
Hey!
Where's my drop? Thank you.
Wow. All right. Well, this story is so frustrating and so annoying, and I'm sure you're going to get into it more on No BS News.
Yeah. Here, look. Oh, we're having Rashida Tlaib.
Oh, are you?
Oh, really?
Okay.
Who was on the show and was standing against this.
And she spoke out at the time. There were some voices.
Yeah. And, you know, she sponsored the Trump impeachment documents. And so that should be interesting.
Call them a motherfucker.
And then we're going to have lawyer Mike Rattai on.
Don't forget.
Mike Rattai.
Yeah, he was representing Captain Mike Nevin. Yeah, they were going to charge him for...
You piece of garbage.
Basically...
Can you please have him say that so we can get a
I'm kind of bummed out that the prosecutor found no reason to charge Mike for obstruction of justice because Rattai promised to fuck them and then break it off in their ass, and now I don't get to see that.
Oh, God, gross.
You could use a cleaner drop.
Can I call anybody a racist?
That drop has gotten a lot of play. It's a little messy, but...
He's a garbage.
You speak clearly. Anyway, Charlie, thank you so much, and we'll look forward to No BS News on the Red Shovel Network.
Yeah, hey, listen, our first softball game's tonight, so are you going to, like, be a sub sometimes and maybe DA?
Yeah, I might. I will promise to attend a game or two.
Oh, then...
You're sucking softball and you're sucking life!
We're going to bring some video of that, right?
Oh, boy.
Right? You show up?
Yes. You're making me question this whole thing.
Hey, who else is on the team?
Neighborhood guys.
Oh, just neighborhood guys?
We're going to find out tonight.
Whoever shows up.
Okay, thanks, Dad. Here.
Any other Pulitzer Prize winners?
I will suck your dick. I will suck your fucking dick. I will do it. Just join my team. I'll suck your dick. You can fuck me or get fucked by me. You can watch me fuck something. Just point at something in the room and I'll fuck it for you. Come on, just tell me what you want me to fuck. Just tell me what you want me to fuck.
Dude, I had to watch guys down at the Coney today pack pink wieners all day. So you don't even know how to do it.
Hey, get out of here.
Great show, you guys.
All right, thanks, Charlie. Loving No BS News, too.
Oh, one more thing.
A lot of downloads this week. I won't tell you because you hate numbers.
Yeah, one more thing. Let me just give you the quick number on this because I'm sorry. I'm just a freak about this shit. $20 million a year the city pays to finance the stadium. We used to get $8 million a year from the Joe. And the naming rights on average in America of all markets is about $7 million for a stadium. So that's $35 million a year the city is out. Do you know how many jobs you would have to create from that stadium at 2% income tax? That's all they capture. How many jobs at what rate you would have to create over 1,000 jobs making $1 million a year for the city's bank to break even. Tell me if this works. Thank you.
Thank you.
Get him out of here.
That was a lot of math.
But you get it?
The math wasn't very good either. Not for us.
Four, five, six, 50, you said. Hey, man.
It's R. Kelly math.
The boner line is coming up, by the way. Our friends at Zotford and Holly and DealsNeed.com are excited to celebrate spring by offering you five new Fords under $100 a month. Boy, man, I think Maz wants to get me a new car really bad.
Really?
Do you need one?
What's he trying to sell
not
you?
Not really. But I think when the month is slow,
yeah,
he gets more desperate. And so he starts going hitting easy targets like me.
Zoovs is next.
Is that why he hasn't asked me?
I don't know. I have a couple. I mean, there are some things that I would like to accomplish in a different vehicle, but I don't. I'm in no hurry. But he was saying, hey, I'm gonna put you in a. It's like, hey, here we go. Anyway, they do have a 19 Ford Fusion Hybrid as low as $77 a month.
Wow.
He was at seven. Is he going to actually have that bad month he keeps threatening to have every month?
He'll be fine.
He'll probably get 12.
He'll be fine.
Lease the all-new 19 Ford EcoSport as low as $81 a month. Lease a 19 all-wheel drive Ford Escape as low as $82 a month. Or go crazy and pick up the 19 Ford Edge SEL as low as $93 a month. It's a whole $11 more. Then there's the 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew XLT 4x4. You can lease that for as low as $98 a month. Sounds too good to be true. Drag your ass to Zotford and Holly and see for yourself. Check out Maz, Gary, and the rest of the hottest sales staff in Oakland County. They'll be excited to see you. And, oh, Trudy,
Gary,
the Dr. Roche information.
Sure. Yeah.
And I will mention that Luke Nowacki would love to help you with your retirement. Maybe there's a 401k you haven't looked at in a long time, and maybe it's not doing as well as you think it should be doing. Or you need a financial plan, or you got maybe you got two people working. You're making pretty good money. And for some reason, you're not saving anything. Often it takes an outside person to look at what you're doing, someone like Luke Nowacki, and make some sort of a financial plan. If you can stick to it, you can straighten things out. Call Luke at 248-663-4748. Security Investment Advisory Services author Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. Member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here, independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
They slow down.
Hey, for one last note on the Pistons.
We opened the Hall Financial Hotline, by the way.
Yeah, we did.
We did, okay.
For telemarketers.
Click the link to Hall Financial.
Tell the scammers.
On the Drew and Mike website and fill out the online form, and they will get back to you. And if you want to take money out of your home, you want a new home or your dream home, or maybe you want to shorten the length of your lease or a refi. That's mostly what they do is refis, average 19 days at Hall Financial, another network sponsor there on all our shows. And Hall's been with us for so long, but this is really the you know, when we were at WRF getting 20 shares with men 18 to 34 or whatever we were doing, it was a real easy thing to want to be in our show. But when we say, hey, we're doing a podcast now, I thought that was pretty cool that he sponsored us. Yeah. And it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone very well. Yeah, he was one of our very first sponsors. And it's gone very well. And now he is taking the step of saying, yeah, I want more of that. I want Charlie. I want ML.
You are so generous. Thank you.
I want No Filter Sports. And so here we go. Our second network sponsor, along with Dr. Yellow.
Yeah.
And Greg Roche.
Who is also there from the very beginning.
He's been there a long time.
Mm-hmm. Spring is busting out all over at the offices of Dr. Roche. Dr. Roche brings you spring bodaciousness.
Ooh, busting out all over. That sounds good.
Yeah.
For spring especially.
Bodies that are tan, tone, and frisky and free of wrinkles, baggy skin, love handles, sunspots, frown lines, consternation, cleavage on the brow. To get you snap back to your inner sleek toned you, buy two areas of Botox and Dysport. Get the third free. Dysport, by the way, smooths out wrinkles and lines without that frozen face look. And one syringe of Restylane, get one syringe half off. And April is Saline Breast Month. Soft, supple saline breasts, special $3,500.
Jeez, all specials, I got a little chub.
Are good through April 30th. The mommy makeover, that's what you want to do, is get it tucked up, tightened down. And all specials, again, good through April 30th. Triple board certified Dr. Gregory Roche. Put your best face and body forward.
Dr. Gregory Roche.
That commercial makes me just a little horny.
Yeah. Did you get the phone number out? I wasn't listening.
Oh, that's right.
Admit it.
338-1110.
338-1110. Did I say 388?
Put your best face and body forward. Dr. Gregory.
5555555555.
No, you were right. 248-338-1110 or droche.com.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, so
one last note though on the LCA thing and the Pistons, and I thought there was something about this. Remember when there was public funding going towards them moving down $34 million? They passed a fund that the player tax, the jock tax, would go towards replenishing that, but the jock tax is only going to raise about $1.5 million a year. But it'll be in place till 2048 money's paid off.
Will there be anything going on down there then?
With interest. Well, yeah, that's a good point, Trudy. They have to keep playing down there until then to pay it off. Yeah.
The part that I can't get past is why, when you had the city getting these revenue streams for parking and concessions, and
they gave it up.
They gave it all up. Why would they give that up? You hand over $300 million. It seems to me you get something in return.
I'm flummoxed by it. I don't understand it. And I mean, you have two things going on. You have the city, and then you have the state approving the bond.
35 minutes in committee discussion. 35 minutes.
That's at
$300
level, yeah.
million dollars worth of tax dollars. 35 minutes. And then the other thing was, I thought about this. When the stadium opened and Kid Rock was playing, and there were all those protests, all those commentaries, Rochelle, Riley, and Steven Henderson, so angry, Kid Rock, the middle finger to Detroit, and all the protesters. So the city was promised, it seems to me, or maybe we were just hoping, as John Walsh said on HBO last night, hoping that this 50-block thing would somehow happen, and not one shovel has hit the ground, and I don't know where you'd think there'd be protesters about that. Wouldn't you think if the city's so mad about Kid Rock playing in Little Caesars Arena, wouldn't you think the fact that they spent $300 million and got nothing in return and all of this was promised, I think they should play the news conference from 2014 on the news and say, hey, you know what, let's see what that looked like back in 2014 versus what the real thing is. I'm sure nobody will, but anyway.
How I get all my information from TV?
Yeah, movies.
And I learned everything from movies. TV. The South Park actually did a story about this, like two seasons or three seasons ago, this exact thing happening. In the, they wanted to get a Whole Foods, and so they had to they had to put together a cooler little area in their slum area.
Soda Sopa?
The lofts at Soda Sopa.
Soda Sopa, yeah.
And then they had a counter version of that, the shitty pot town. They did the exact same thing, where they promised this beautiful place, and then it fell flat. And
there's a certain quality to the vibe and energy that is Soda
Sopa. Look at the beautiful people.
From the independent merchants and unique cafes to the rustic charm of a mixed-income crowd. Where else can you let loose your wild side while still being a part of helping the local economy? And now, a chance to own a piece of this most exciting area of South Park. Announcing the lofts at Soda Sopa. 2,000 square foot flats to put you right in the heart of it all. After a night out eating, shopping in Soda Sopa, just take a few steps and you're home. With modern styling,
is it two dudes?
These lofts are sleek, sexy, and oh so Soda Sopa. And for those very privileged few, the most private and exclusive ownership opportunities here. Announcing
all the stock footage
at the lofts at Soda Sopa. Now you can have access to luxury refined while still just steps away from the action. These finely appointed residences all feature state-of-the-art finishes and balconies with views of historic Kenny's house. It's a place to laugh, a place to gather,
historic Kenny's house,
a place to mingle with people of all economic classes. And now,
there's the watercolors.
Place to live. Soda Sopa. Welcome home.
Such a great
You know, when we toured Little Caesars Arena, when Matt was asking all the questions, we were making fun of him, and he told on us to Mickey Redmond. It was pointed out that there were going to be condos right across the street.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that's when I actually perked up. I wonder what those would cost. That would be, how cool would that be to have a condo? Actually, a hotel would be cool, too, just to stay there and walk over the concert, go back and, you know, have fun at the hotel bar or whatever.
You lied to me.
Not have to Uber home or drive home or whatever.
Yeah.
And that building across the street?
Yeah.
Nothing going on there.
Really?
I mean, that one looked so easy to me. It'd be,
it was a shelled out old hotel, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like it'd be easy to sell out a hotel across the street from a stadium like that. Like the Cubs built that new one next to Wrigley Field. Have you seen that?
No.
It's really nice and it's busy and they do. It sounds to me like they're doing fantastic. Of course, that's Chicago, but I don't know. The Wings are such a beloved team here.
Well, they
and
did
with all
these.
Those concerts, you would think.
I know. People forget about the concerts too.
Yeah.
They did build the School of Business though for Wayne State.
Oh, the Mike Ilitch School.
Oh, yeah, that.
Oh,
one.
That's done. That got done.
That's crazy.
So, Little Caesars headquarters, the Mike Ilitch School of Business, and LCA all got done, and I'm sure they're all wonderful. And the Ilitches, when they do stuff, they do it well. But really, nothing else. It just seems a little bit you.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you care about.
You're looking at a picture of Google Maps.
Yeah,
of it?
I mean,
you just watercolor a little bit of that, jump in, it'll look like it.
But this is the building right here that's supposed wrecked. To be. That's supposed to be condos, which is like right across.
Why?
That's a really cool building.
Yeah.
I guess I just wanted to believe. I want to believe, and now I'm scratching my head and I'm pissed. I thought the Ilitches, they always seem to care about Detroit. Uh-huh. This is a.
I
this
think
is kind
do.
Of a big deal.
I think they do, but they also care about their own money.
Yeah. No, I understand that, but this isn't something where it's like a well, maybe. No, they told us. This is what it's going to look like. It's going to be
excuse
great.
Excuse me for being a fucking businessman.
You're going to love it. And it's going to connect downtown. And then when, hey, 5 years, not one shovel. No comment. And I think they realized how bad that sounded, and so they released a statement.
Yeah, I'm in a meeting right now, so I can't talk.
They released a statement.
That's their answer.
That, oh, we remain committed and... Blah, blah, blah.
No, I'm still sleeping, man.
Yeah, I'm a businessman. That's what I'm supposed to do.
I just like to think that if Mike Ilitch were alive, he would do better.
Yeah.
But this is a Chris Ilitch thing, apparently. He led the press conference in 2014, and I don't know. Whatever. It's disappointing. Anyway.
Welcome to your future. Is that what he said at the big reveal?
Do we have the press conference? Do we have the audio?
Oh, I didn't even look at that.
Because I read two stories last night from July 20, 2014, and they were all about this wonderful entertainment district that would go along with Little Caesars Arena. And I remember I was really psyched at the time. I thought, oh, that's great. Look at those people. I want to walk around like those people.
Hey, you notice what kind of people there aren't in those pictures? Slobs are never down there.
No, no,
ever.
There's no slobs. There's no
slobs.
Fat
don't
people.
Have any money. What are you talking about?
That's really funny. Yeah, no, every kind of person's there. It's always perfectly diverse, but no, you're right. There's no slobs.
No slobs.
Oh, I did find this cool video. Where's this? This is intense.
We've come a long ways. You know, City of Detroit is thriving again. For any city to thrive, the people have to feel safe. And we take that sincerely.
Who's this?
Detroit has had a perception problem for a long time.
Village Holdings
when I got here, security was a concern. Olympia Entertainment is the entertainment
the
wing of
for
the
Olympia.
Village Group, which includes Little Caesars Pizza.
There's a lot of drone shots.
Detroit Tigers, the Red Wings, and the Pistons.
Our goal is to attract more people down to our venues, so it is important
for us
to
the director of corporate
security. Security presence.
I think it's all about security.
Pig snop.
I was interested in the press conference where it unveiled this beautiful
your future.
Room. Yeah, your future. But let's hit the boner line.
Ooh, yeah.
You can take a short break, and you can enjoy. Is this Righteous Rick heavy?
I think there's no Rick in here, and if at all, there might be one or two. But
okay, what are people calling about?
A lot of Rick.
I thought you said there's no Rick.
No.
No, I have about 90 calls of Rick in waiting, which means we got to have
90
what's calls from Rick because he gets equal
line.
Time.
What's in this boner line?
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
I really don't. Who's I swear to God.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
I apologize.
It's okay.
Drew, Mark, Trudy, Brandon, Paz, Zoop.
Drew and Mike show. What's poppin'?
Hey, you guys created the perfect trifecta with the podcast. Trudy on wheels and then you guys again over the weekend on wheels. It's fantastic. It's been a lot of fun and I enjoy listening to it.
You are so generous. Thank you.
I just tuned in to 106.7 to the LLC and they're playing AC/DC, a whole lot of Rosie. Excellent song. I love the old Bon Scott shit.
Here's my favorite band, AC/DC.
Yeah, I'm downriver here. I'm sitting on a toilet.
trying to take a dump.
I just took an upper decker. It's where you take a dump in the water tank and not in the bowl.
This message is for Brandon. Can you post your email address, you cocksucker? I have some epic farts to send you.
I have his email number if you want me to give it to you.
You've got mail.
Can we please get Jewel Perkins to read the text messages from Aaron Carter's phone?
Hell yeah. Make it happen.
Listen to a recent boner line and somebody called in saying that they didn't think that Hope Solo's butthole and vagina looked that bad. I think you need to get a hold of that guy and get a hold of Dr. Roche and give a discount or a Dr. Roche treatment to that guy's woman or whoever he's banging, because if that's his frame of reference and he thinks that that's not bad, yikes.
Here comes a meat wagon!
What a mess!
Audio separated at birth, the 79-year-old saying taekwondo, and the Warren mayor saying chimpanzee.
You know, blacks do look like chimpanzees.
No, that was not me on the tape.
Fuck that shit.
Brandon? You got little hands.
How long you been waiting to crack out that gem?
Ray Sermon. You called them race murder.
Who the fuck is that?
That wasn't even fucking close.
Are you okay?
I'm pretty sure you just found out who Travis Scott was about, what, Super Bowl? February?
Who's that dude?
Gonna get with what the young people are with.
There's kids out there that love this stuff.
Hey, Drew, you're talking about that Lou Pearlman boy band documentary. Yeah, I'd love to see it. I don't have YouTube Premium. No one has YouTube Premium. I'm hoping maybe like the Wall Street Journal password guy could hook us up or something. Because what the hell is YouTube Premium?
I don't even have a fucking computer.
Hey, guys.
Hi, baby.
I wanted to comment on Lisa Rinna and her diaper money. She did not give it to charity. I watched The Real Housewives, and she quoted her first year on there that that put a new wing on the house.
Oh, God, I bet that diaper is soaking wet.
How the hell does Tiger effing Woods deserve a Medal of Freedom? Andrew, it's not the Medal of Honor, as you kept saying. That's only for heroes.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, I wanted to call about that fucking Maz. You ever see that much lack of show prep in a man? That guy fucking gets off on himself, bro.
Yes, sir.
You butt out.
Righteous Rick out again talking about the Aaron Carter stuff. And I'm telling you, all this flirting that's going back and forth between Righteous Rick and Mark, I don't know. I'm convinced these guys are sending each other dick pics.
What did my boyfriend just say?
Drew, it seems like I remember a story you told years ago about putting a donut on a car and you put it on backwards. So you deserve a lot of congratulations. You didn't put it on backwards this time. Congratulations.
How do you change those tires so fast?
Drew, keep posting pictures from your television. I love it. My hot friend Karen and I do that all the time, and we send them back and forth.
Hey, you ladies ever try a threesome?
Yeah, what's up, guys? Just wondering, you guys got to get on Brandon and find out what's going on with that Fight Club video that he said he had when he was, like, in high school. We need to see that.
The famous video.
Bona. Get the English guy that used to say, Bona. I believe he was a Mr. Harris.
That's right.
Hey, great show. I just want to chime in on the Mazaway idea for a show. I really like the pregame football show that would air after the football games. That's when you'd be able to get it, probably. Why hasn't anyone thought about that? A pregame that you have after.
Worst episode ever. Damn it.
Fluff, the caddy. His name is Mike Cowan. He caddies for Jim Furyk now. One of the nicest guys on tour. Not a dick.
Okay.
I don't know what year it was, but you had Ted Lindsay in the studio at the show, and I called in. The only time I ever called in and actually got in and talked on the air, and you guys told me you were going to send me a copy of the Hockey Movie Network. I'm still waiting. I don't know. It's been 20 years. How long do I got to wait for my movie?
It's gone. Just don't worry about it. It's gone.
Thank you for talking about Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson's dick and wanting to suck it while I was trying to show my dad the podcast.
Oops.
Yeah, that didn't work out well, didn't it?
My friend told me that the original lyrics to the song Wild Horses by the Rolling Stones, wild horses couldn't drag me away, so we shot the useless fuckers.
Wanted to commend Drew on such a big boy job on changing his own tire. Oh, such a big boy. What's next? You gonna learn to tie your own shoes?
You dick!
What's up, fellas? I called about 3 hours ago, ragging Drew about how he got a flat tire and how he had to change it himself. Well, let's talk about instant karma, because it wasn't 45 full jacks before I was driving down Mountain Road and got a flat of myself. So that's what we call instant karma.
All right, see ya.
See ya.
See ya. See ya. See ya. Great show.
Thank you very much.
Wow.
So somebody really remember that I put a donut on backwards after there was some alcohol involved. I'm not going to say how much. It was a long, long time ago. And I, first of all, I had no idea I had a donut. It was a company car. I was selling corrugated packaging. And I was driving home. It was like 1:30 in the morning. It was like, and
from a big box sale.
I don't think I was selling boxes at 1 o'clock in the morning, but I had to drive from Roanoke to Martinsville, which on 220 is about, I think it's about 38 miles.
And you're driving along, la la la, woo.
Exactly. And I get a flat and I pull over and I'm like, it was similar to the MacGyver-esque tire change I just had in that I was so clueless. I'd had the car a short time. Someone else had it for a couple years before me. So I go in the back and I'm like, what's this? This looks like a bicycle tire.
I am a donut.
This can't be the spare. What? And then I actually looked at the owner's manual and said, yes, this is temporary. It'll get you, you know, around for a day or till you can get a tire. So I put it on and I think I felt similarly spectacular that I achieved this. And I drove. The car didn't seem to want to drive. I'm like, the engine blew or so? What's going on? And so I'm trying to drive forward with a tire that's not rotating. Oh. It's just, yeah. And I flattened the donut.
Oh my God.
I drove on. It just went, just left rubber every foot until it went. So it was just a little donut tire. So I realized what I did. I put it back up, and I put the flattened tire back on just enough so I could drive around the corner and ditch the car. And I hitchhiked home.
Cool.
Yeah, somebody picked me up and drove me 30 miles or so.
Wow.
I know. I don't.
Are you still friends with that guy today?
I have no recollection if it was a male, female.
Great guy.
Or if he murdered somebody.
Yeah, if I was molested.
Was a kidnapped victim in the trunk of his car.
He was something special.
He was. I have no idea. But, yeah, so that's the donut.
I had a horrifying flat the other day. Did you notice that? Did you know that story?
No. You had a horrifying
flat? When I took off on my hog?
Oh, your bicycle.
Yeah. I started pedaling, and I'm like, what is that noise? And the whole tire in the bag is
flat. What kind of bike do you have?
Is flat. So I immediately turned around and drove headfirst into Brandon to make him stop. So I could throw my cycle in the back of his truck and drive me home. I felt like such a child.
You ever take it off any sweet jumps?
Can you in your big truck drive my bike home, mister? Right. Wow. Can you put my bike in your big truck? What a fucking pussy. I was bummed, though. I wanted to ride home. It's beautiful out.
Have you ridden since?
No, that was my first cycle of the season.
Oh,
I was on my way here that day.
I thought
can't you get Drew to change the tire?
I thought I was gonna die. I was like, oh my God, I'm out of shit.
You got like 3 feet of air that time.
Legs hurt. Oh.
I know, it is tough.
Heart attack.
Tiger Woods' sister is apparently, well, she's sort of caught in the middle because there's the brother who is 75% sightless.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm your sister.
And apparently not getting along too well. I mean, he's pretty destitute. Yeah. Tiger apparently has offered not to help this brother, which is weird because he's the nice Tiger now. He's so magnanimous. Yeah. He's nice to the other golfers.
Got his charities.
He hugs people after he wins. He has children now. He completed the cycle. His father hugged him in the same spot he hugged his children.
And if you're not moved by that, you're not a human being.
Yeah.
Was that his quote?
Yes.
Dance.
People were bawling all over the place. So I have to believe that this has been rectified since the story was written. Surely Tiger has sent him a big fat check or something. I mean,
yeah, he's probably moved him into his house.
At least to make the story go away.
Yeah, he's the new Tiger. So you want to dial that dude up or that girl up. It's his sister, Royce.
Yeah. Cool name.
I immediately pictured the girl from The Real World, Ruthie.
Ruthie, yeah.
Who looks exactly like Tiger in female form. It's amazing. Do you remember her, Trudy?
No, I don't. Do you have a picture of Ruthie?
I bet I can find one.
She was the one from Hawaii who had a little bit of a drinking problem.
Oh. Was it just drinking?
I see her.
She used to black
Ruthie
out of time.
Ruthie Alcade?
Doesn't she? Ruthie Alki? Is that her last name? Alki?
Oh, what a coincidence.
She looks just like Tiger.
Oh, yeah, she does.
The resemblance is amazing.
I might have to recuse
myself. It's amazing Tiger didn't fall in love with her. Why wouldn't he fall in love with her?
Hello?
She looks maybe, just like him.
Yeah, you'd think he'd be one of those people that, like...
like Eddie Van Halen and Valerie Bertinelli.
There's quite a few of those.
The person you have dialed can't take your call now. At the tone, please record your message.
She'll call back.
When you have finished recording, simply hang up or press the pound key for further options.
Hi, Royce. Calling from Michigan and wanted to find out about your... I was worried about your brother and want to see if there's anything that could be done for him. Anyway, would love it if you call back. It's Drew, and it's the 248 number. Thanks so much. We're just reporting on him because we were concerned when we heard the story. Thank you. Bye.
What? Well, she called back the number earlier and talked to a guy who's writing a story on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, he was in the basement, too.
Wanted to get some quotes.
Crazy.
And said he would call her back if he got permission to publish.
Oh, boy.
Okay. I felt terrible.
What a load of shit.
Hey, check out this breaking news on Channel 4 right now. Holy cow. It's a truck that crashed into a house.
That happened. I thought that. Oh, somebody hit a school yesterday.
Yeah.
And that breaking news is this happening right now in Macomb Township, where a semi truck has plowed into a house.
Yeah, these are live pictures from Sky 4 over the scene right now. This is right in the area of 26 Mile, just east of North Avenue. And we know multiple cars were involved here. But no word yet on what set all of this off.
Oh, my God.
Just pretty much decimated, though, the entire structure, as you can see. The sheriff says that stretch of 26 Mile, by the way, is closed. That's so that they can fully respond to what's happened here. We've got a number of crews on the way. We'll get to them just as soon as they arrive.
It looks like
but
it
as
blew
you can
up.
See,
I mean, the
tremendous
semi just
amount
blew
of
right
damage
through it.
Here.
Drove
really nothing
all the way
left
through.
Of this structure. And the debris we've seen as we pull out here kind of spreads far and wide, including another vehicle that's about three houses down in an intersection that may or may not have been involved in the original accident that led to this. So a lot for us still to learn here, including whether or not
that house
has been
gone.
Hurt.
I mean, it drove right through until it came out the other side.
I've seen a lot of houses get hit hard by vehicles, but that is
that's the worst.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Whoa.
Isn't that nasty?
Hey, did you see... Mayor Fouts has 9 competitors now.
Yes.
Yeah, he was really not leading the mayoral. Somebody did a poll. We talked about it. And he was leading like 38 to 27, which usually gets 85% of the vote. So he has some competition.
Apparently. Well, this is the runoff and then the final two.
Okay, so whoever comes
in. So maybe
in
that's
second.
When he got 80% when there's just two. It's turning nasty, though, on the private Facebook page of the city of Warren.
Uh-oh.
Really?
Did you see that story? Yeah.
No, I did not.
Two of the people are battling here. You can read that part.
What are they battling about?
Oh, each other. One says that the other guy's racist.
Wait, Fouts isn't even part of this conversation?
No, that's the amazing part of it. They're cannibalizing each other.
Oh, come on.
Why is
anybody know how to play together?
Why is the Facebook page for the people of Warren private? What if us non-Warrenites want to read and see the fighting?
Hunell stating in a post that Felton believes that racism is natural and people should stop complaining about it.
Oh, well, he'll win then with that attitude.
Felton responded, that's
and
nice.
Warren.
Now we can focus on ways to improve the beautiful city. So what, he's agreeing with it?
I guess he believes what he said about him.
Can we talk about how you want people to murder landlords in Warren because they're predators? He was referencing a post on Cannell's Facebook page that says, capitalism sucks. Stop complaining about what's missing from your life and go and kill your landlord. Well, sounds like these are great candidates. Cannell then replied, it's funny because most landlords are racist, so it's like two birds with one stone.
Oh, that's nice.
It's like they're all hired
most
by
landlords
him.
Are racist. I'm a landlord.
So kill them? What?
I don't want to be killed, and I'm not a racist. Felton replied, really? So accuse a large group which you have no idea about because it fits your socialist communist platform you're running on. That's amazing. Cannell then responded, yes, I'm running as an anti-racist, anti-capitalist. Have you not figured that out yet? Sounds like you're running as a murderer, too. Or he's more like a Manson, because he's telling everyone else to kill people.
He's running as a Manson, part of the Manson Party.
The Manson Party. Oh my God.
Baby, won't you light my fire?
That just seems to be perfect. They can take on Fouts.
Nice comebacks.
Hey, there was a really funny thing that came up yesterday. I was just goofing around, going through YouTube and stuff, and most of you listen to music. And this thing came up, and it was a connected story to something I was reading that had music in it. And it was AJ Clemente. Now.
Oh, the fuck this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gay fucking yeah. shit. This is the guy who got his dream anchor job in Bismarck, North Dakota. Is it North Dakota? I think. And so his very first time, the first open mic he's in front of, he's looking down at his copy, looking at a name he's not sure how to pronounce, and he says before, as they go, and now the 6 o'clock news on Bismarck TV, or whatever he says.
And did the follow.
You're watching the Evening Sunday on NBC North Dakota News, your news leader in high definition.
Gay fucking shit.
Good evening, I'm Van Chu. You may have seen our newest from AJ on NBC North Dakota News, and he'll be joining the weekend news team as my co-anchor. Tell us a little bit about yourself, AJ.
Thanks, Van. I'm very excited. I graduated from West Virginia University, and I'm used to, you know, from being from the East Coast.
Wait a minute.
Great.
West Virginia's from the East Coast?
Not
close
really.
Enough.
Since
close enough.
It's funny, though. I mean, literally, out of the big voice, gay fucking shit. The first words he ever utters on a local newscast.
Before he's introduced and welcomed.
Do we have that's someone else playing it. Do we have the original, actual newscast?
Organization has a fun time for the disabled. A deadly avalanche kills 5 in Colorado.
You're watching the Evening Sunday on NBC North Dakota News, your news leader in high definition.
Gay fucking shit.
Good evening, I'm Van Chu. You may have seen our newest AJ on NBC. See North Dakota News.
She's
and
completely thrown.
I know. I want to know where
said gay
co-anchor.
Fucking shit on TV.
I want to know where Van Chu is today, not AJ Clemente.
Thanks, Van. I'm very excited. I graduated from West Virginia University, and I'm used to, you know, from being.
I just want to point out, too, when they cut to a different camera, he was looking at the wrong one.
From the East Coast.
God, what a train wreck.
Okay, well, welcome aboard, AJ.
Thanks.
Go for it.
A fatal ATV crash happened yesterday in Williams County. Officials say Kevin George rolled with his ATV while turning.
Huh?
Dreams in Motion
organization. I don't know if they cut away. Then.
I think there's an apology coming up.
Oh, okay. Oh, maybe that's what it is.
You're watching the Evening Sunday on NBC North Dakota News, your news leader in high definition.
Gay fucking shit.
They just put the intro back at the end. I didn't know he
was so crazy.
Did you know he was on Letterman?
Yeah, he was on a lot of shows. And he's been bartending, and now I guess he's teaching. There was just sort of an update, like, where are they now? The guy who said, gay fucking shit, in his first newscast. The first words he ever uttered.
That's unreal.
And this poor girl, Van,
yeah,
she's
Van
completely thrown. And then he gives her that thing, graduated from West Virginia, and I'm used to living on the East Coast. And he looks at her like, that's all I got, honey.
Oh,
and she has to pick up the ball from there.
Van Chu today is killing it.
Wow.
She's a reporter at NY1 in New York City.
She is.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, if she can even stand up after that.
There's one follower I know that follows her on Twitter that I follow.
Really?
Yeah, it's AJ Clemente. I'm more horrified that I follow AJ Clemente on Twitter. Yeah, if there's one thing about following AJ, it's gay fucking shit.
Is there anything? You know what he was doing? There was a name in his second story that had G-A-Y in it. It was a crazy spelling, though.
Oh.
So he was trying to pronounce the name.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Why didn't he know the news was starting? Bismarck's number one news. Whatever. How does he not know his mic is open?
I don't know.
But he was looking at the word, and he was trying to pronounce it. And so he's like, gay fucking shit. You know, like this stupid name.
Gay.
Wow. Don't even run it.
This.
Yay.
Do we have the actual newscast? Because I think there's an apology in there. I just want to. This is so painfully awkward, isn't it?
It's like Boom Goes the Dynamite a bit.
Yeah, it's worse in some ways because that was on a college radio station where you have zero expectation. Yeah. This is commercial television.
The only apology I can find is from Van Chu, and it's recorded. Someone's recording the television. So,
I'll watch that. I mean, at least it's something.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us. I'd like to first start off with an apology on behalf of NBC North Dakota News. Many of you wrote in after an incident that occurred prior to our newscast this evening when one of our employees used profanity on air.
It wasn't prior to, it was during the news.
He didn't realize his microphone was on, and while that is no excuse, we do train our reporters to always assume that any microphone is live at any time. Unfortunately, we cannot take back what was said, but we do apologize and hope that you may forgive us and rest assured that something like this will not happen again. Now, let's turn
wait, that's how she got her job. Look at the grace under pressure there.
Yeah, she wasn't quite so graceful. Can you play the beginning of it again? I can't watch this enough times.
Yeah, super awkward.
I watched it like 10 times last night. Wow. Just the way he comes out of the, you know, the powerful big voice intro, man.
I don't know why 150 people need to upload their own version of it.
I know. That's gay. Fucking shit.
News, your news leader in high definition.
Gay fucking shit.
Good evening, I'm Van Chu. You may have seen our newest AJ on NBC North Dakota News.
He's mumbling.
And
wait.
Joining the weekend
he's talking
news
in his
Mike
open
Holmes
mic there.
Yeah.
Go back. I want to hear what he's mumbling. What the fuck? He's definition. Saying something.
Gay. Fucking shit.
Good evening, I'm Van Chu. You may have seen our newest AJ on...
Is he still trying to pronounce the name?
...North Dakota News, and he'll be joining the weekend news team as my co-anchor. Tell us a little bit about yourself, AJ.
Pause for a second.
Thanks.
Did you see his head popped up there?
Yeah.
I think somebody said... You just said gay fucking shit on TV. he just popped up and looked at the TV. I don't think he thinks he was in that shot, and I don't think he knows his mic was on.
Oh, clearly not.
Well, did you hear? They sound like they clipped her mic. That somebody was just like pulling pots down, trying
to stop.
I know
the feeling.
Good evening, I'm Van.
Shit. Fucking shit.
Good evening, I'm Van Chu. You may have seen our newest AJ on NBC. Seeing North Dakota News.
It did. Whoever was in the control room like potted her down.
Yeah, her down, and then him down.
Oh, what a fascinating moment
and
in time
he'll
this
be is. Joining the weekend news team as my co-anchor. Tell us a little bit about yourself, AJ.
Thanks,
I just
man.
Said gay fucking
excited.
Shit.
I graduated from West Virginia University, and I'm
good
used
job.
To
look at me look at the wrong
you
camera.
Know, from being from the Fire. East Coast.
Okay, well, welcome aboard, AJ.
Yeah, AJ, we
he realizes knew he just said gay fucking shit on TV, and he just completely mangles that. It's like, I can't think of anything but the fact that the first words out of my mouth in my first television job were gay fucking shit.
That would be so hard.
And she also is absorbing this when she's, tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you just said gay fucking shit. That's the only thing the audience knows about you, but what else might they want
to
know?
There's got to be a little more to you, AJ, than just gay fucking shit.
And, you know, the thing is, too, and I was, I of course, I had to dig a little deeper after I saw the story, was that there was concern over, why did he say gay fucking shit? You know, it was it was worse that he said gay fucking shit. Like, what is this gay fucking shit?
Wait a second. You didn't say it like that. There was at least a break between after gay.
He had to explain that there was the name, and they spelled the name, and he said, I didn't know how to pronounce that part, so I started to pronounce it, and I said, gay fucking shit. like fucking shit, like I can't pronounce it, I guess, and the story was coming up. So, can we hear one more time?
Well, if anything, it shows that he really cares about the job.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he was studying, but the fact that he's mumbling when she's talking, how stupid is this guy?
You're watching The Evening Sunday on NBC North Dakota News, your news leader in high definition.
Gay fucking shit.
Good evening, I'm Van Chu. You may have seen our
news leader,
AJ on NBC North Dakota News, and he'll be joining
the
weekend news
again.
Team
Come
as
on,
my
please.
Co-anchor.
Just one more time.
On NBC North Dakota News, your news leader in high definition.
Gay fucking shit.
Good evening, I'm Van Chu. You may have seen our newest AJ on NBC North Dakota News, and he'll be joining the weekend news team as my co-anchor.
You know what I think he's doing, Drew? I think he's trying to repeat the name to himself.
Yeah, he is. He is.
A couple times.
And she's hearing it in her headphones, and she's pausing, and is she kind of starting and stopping? Because she doesn't know what's going on.
Moron.
Gay! Oh my God, is that weird?
Okay.
Wow.
Speaking of a where are they now, I fell victim to a Drew clickbait type thing today. I was online and it had a, remember that girl whose picture went viral for being a pole vaulter? Do you know what I'm talking about, Brandon?
Oh, yeah. She was smoking hot, right?
Smoking hot. It's like, what's she up to now? And so I'm like, oh, God. Okay, I'll bite. Do you remember that picture, either of you guys?
No.
I'll show
She's a beautiful girl. I think she was, she might have only been a senior in high school.
This was the picture.
And that was the picture, and it went viral. But so I'm clicking on it for the clickbait, and it was like 32 pages long. And then finally, after page 12, I go, why don't I just Google her name and find out where she is now? And here's the crazy thing. She's engaged to Ricky Fowler, the golfer.
Oh, you're kidding. Look at her, though. Look at her body.
Oh, I know. She's smoking. But the whole background is how horrified she was over the situation because she's so hot. And people didn't take her for her athletic ability, but how hot she was.
Allison Stocky.
Which it's crazy because she became a model after that.
She's not that hot.
Oh, yeah, she is.
I know she's hot.
I don't know for Ricky Fowler.
Yourself.
Hey, what do pole vaulters do after they're done pole vaulting? I mean,
they marry Ricky Fowler.
What do you translate that into?
Holy crap.
She did modeling.
I guess
I know, look
matter.
At that picture.
It doesn't matter with her.
Drew that picture.
No,
come on,
Drew. She's beautiful. But she seemed like she needed to get over herself a little bit.
It
was the internet that made a big deal about her.
It was 10 years ago. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
It does.
No,
does
she's
not
boned by Ricky Fowler, in Butler's cabin.
I wanted to, since we're looking at video and audio now. Should we play the Britney Spears? Britney Spears has broken her silence. And by the way, you know, just to review, her father is very, very sick.
Yeah.
And she said that her family is, you know, naturally because of her father is so sick. It sounds like he might be dying even. Oh. She goes into this for rehab, like mental rehab,
mm-hmm.
which is like, I mean, how can you check out any more on someone who needs you than to say, you're so sick, you're fucking me up. I got to get some help.
That might be.
I have to get some help.
That might be the definition of selfish.
Well, after all he's done for her, yeah. I mean, when she's selling a bazillion records a day, and this guy has to really just shut his life down to be her parent when she's 26 years old.
Did you see the official description of what she was in for? According to them, it was an overall mental maintenance or something. She's in a loony bin. I thought the way GMA covered it was really professional.
Oh, hell yeah. Well, how long did they spend, by the way? Did we find out how long that segment was?
I was watching it when Trudy goes, how long is this story?
20 effing minutes.
I said, too long.
How long was it?
I don't know. It's 10 at least, right? 10 minutes?
It was pretty long. It was in that 45-minute slot.
To say, A, she's crazy, but she spoke out, and then B, that her fans really support her.
Oh, yeah, there was a rally.
You know, this thing
is a movement.
Support. What? Her father's ill and she's getting help for herself. What support does one earn in that situation? You're checking out on whatever is wrong to take care of yourself. And the other thing is,
longer.
She also revealed that there's fake emails that I didn't write that are out there. Someone's writing fake emails.
Oh, that's to the people that run that podcast. GMA also called it Britney Spears Breaks Her Silence.
We're back now with Britney Spears breaking her silence after leaving her Las Vegas residency and checking herself into a mental health facility. Overnight, she posted a message to her fans on Instagram. ABC's Chris Connelly is in Los Angeles with all the details.
The
good morning, Chris.
Chris Connelly's on the
beat. Good morning, Cecilia. You know, if there's a Mount Rushmore of the last 25 years in pop music, Britney Spears is on it.
No.
During her time in the spotlight, she has recorded so many great pop hits.
Really?
And
shut
been
up.
Forced to weather more than a few storms.
No,
and that
weather.
Would make her fans
she caused
worry.
The storms.
I was going to say that they were her fault.
She's speaking
weather.
Out.
Weather her own storms.
Overnight, Britney Spears speaking out via social media. In the wake of increasingly fevered speculation about her well-being.
Hi, guys. Just checking in with all of you who are concerned about me.
Addressing her current condition and all those recent rumors.
My family has been going through a lot of stress and anxiety lately, so I just needed time to deal.
This video on Instagram.
My family has been through a lot of stress and anxiety lately.
So I just needed time to deal.
What? Deal. By the way.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
Why? She said that she, her family, and her team are getting death threats.
Well, that...
why would they?
Hi, she's guys. Getting. Just checking in with all of
she
you.
She sounds bizarre.
About me. All is
she
well.
Looks weird.
My family has been going through a lot of stress and anxiety lately, so I just needed time to deal. But don't worry, I'll be back very soon.
It doesn't sound like she believes what she's saying.
And then she posted the video of her working out.
Ooh, let's see that. She still looks good.
Long caption. The first extensive words from the 37-year-old since she checked into a facility earlier this
who
month
is threatening
what's been
her
described
with death?
As an all-encompassing wellness treatment.
Me.
In all a new post, Spears saying...
All-encompassing wellness treatment. She went to the crazy hospital for an all-encompassing wellness treatment?
There's rumors, death threats to my family and my team,
fake.
And just so many things,
thanks
crazy
podcast,
things
Brittany.
Being said. Those words looking to end online speculation in recent days that Spears was being held there against her will.
What's up, Britney?
Fans last weekend even gathering outside the City Hall in West Hollywood with Free Britney signs.
Pause for a second. This is almost Michael Jackson-esque.
Oh, yeah.
Free Britney.
Yeah.
Why would anyone believe she's being held against her will? She made, I thought I read, she made $34 million last year.
Mm-hmm.
She has, her father basically has dedicated his life to managing her every move mm-hmm. because she's so incapable of anything.
She lives in a bubble.
Yeah.
No one would need to free her from anything.
I just want to know where
she's. I mean, the court has ordered that all her affairs be managed for her. She has to do nothing but get on a stage and lip sync songs.
Yeah,
and be yep. in conjunction with her male dancers. There's nothing else she has to do. She has no response. Kevin Federline has her children.
When is he breaking his silence about this
he
whole mess?
He supports her.
Oh, he does.
Her, yeah.
So he has
He's got her back.
He broke his silence. And I didn't even know.
Yeah, he said it very early on. He said something.
How old are the children?
Okay, they're like 13 and 12 or something.
Okay,
I'll
back up.
Preston and Jaden James.
she doesn't have to provide anything for her children, but write a check.
Right.
She really doesn't. I mean, he had
she
them.
She doesn't write the check.
He had them. No, she doesn't write it. Of course, she can't do that. But he's had them for years.
Yeah.
She just started getting, I think, weekends, and occasionally, I think they go back and forth. Oh. But honestly, she has no responsibility for anything.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Zero.
Not even her own children. And we're so worried about her. Oh, poor Britney. And as far as Michael Jackson, I mean, all these fans having, no matter what he does, oh, I love having slumber parties. Oh, you know, everyone wants to scream, oh, what's wrong with a 50-year-old guy sleeping with a 10-year-old? Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Except as far as we know, she's not doing anything illegal.
Well,
but it's all a lie.
So, but people actually taking time out of their day to go stand in front of this hospital with Free Britney signs? What, are you fucking kidding me?
What if this was McCartney? You'd be there.
No, I would not.
More than a decade, public affection and concern
doesn't have any
for
fans
Spears
that dumb
have often
either.
Gone hand in hand ever since she shaved her head in 2007.
Oh, that was the best time.
To elude a drug test.
Leading to a court in 2008, establishing a conservatorship to oversee her life. This January, Spears revealing that her father had suffered a life-threatening colon rupture and stunning her fans by putting her Las Vegas residency on hold to put her full focus and energy on her family.
Yeah, and go check in for a wellness treatment.
Announcing that she was taking some needed me time.
Yeah. Good time to do that when your father is almost
now
dying.
Spears, spotted away from the facility with her boyfriend over Easter, is attempting to ease her fans' concerns.
Oh,
my situation
good. Thank
is
you.
Unique.
What?
But I promise I'm doing what's best at this moment. Your love and dedication is amazing. But what I need right now is a little bit of privacy to deal with all the hard things that life is throwing my way. Striking
she has had
a
the
final
most
note
privileged
of reassurance.
Life.
Don't worry, I'll be back very soon.
You would think she would
one
feel...
line that caught my eye from her written statement.
Oh, yeah.
You may not
what
know
it,
this
Chris?
About me, but I am strong and stand
no,
up for what I want.
You are not strong.
May it be so, Cecilia.
We certainly hope so, Chris.
Your father, her father needs her to be strong and be helpful. Wouldn't it be nice if she could contribute something?
Yes.
Just a little tiny bit. I mean, she... was on some drug haze, and he had to basically take over her and manage her life. He is dying from a ruptured colon, and she has to go get me time? How ridiculous is this? I mean, and all this, oh, poor Britney, we support Britney. Thanks for your thoughts and dedication. Dedication to what? Why are her fans...
Can we hear the post-talk, I mean, between Chris and Cecilia?
Which, by the way, you have to give her credit for acting like she really cares about
Listen
it.
Listen to how fake this is.
Her fans are so involved in what's happening right now.
No,
why she
not.
Had to respond overnight because she's been in the public eye
them.
Since she was a child. We've all watched her get to this point.
And not only has she been a massive star all that time, but that sense of vulnerability has always been part of her appeal. And I think that makes people invest in her as a human being. Through all the storms that she's gone through, I think people still feel for her as though she needs protection somehow. And
she doesn't have to do anything.
She's someone
who
struggles
they
identify
with.
I remember interviewing her in 2000. I asked her, if we were in Hawaii, I asked her, who are you going to vote for? She said, probably who my parents tell me to vote for. I said, what are you going to do later this afternoon? She said, I'm going to sneak past my bodyguard and read a book on the beach. There's Life as a Child Star, compliance and those little rebellions.
Yeah, you were telling us earlier that one of the things that really makes her situation so unique is that she's, if not the only, one of few stars who's got no control of her personal affairs. Or few stars
right.
of her
she's...
stature.
She's, no, the
she's
only
got a court,
one.
She's a the only conservatorship one. That oversees her every significant purchase and oversees her every key decision. It's unparalleled for someone who is at the front of this multi-million dollar enterprise. And the question that people have always had is, does this conservatorship imprison her or does it protect her from things that she wouldn't be able to handle otherwise?
God.
And again, that feeling of concern that her fans always have about her, along with the great affection you can have
would
for all those amazing songs that she's done. Remember, all that work that people like Taylor Swift have done with the producer Max Martin, that's all stuff that comes from what Britney did 20 years ago.
What?
The affection people have for her music, coupled with this real feeling
about?
Of protectiveness they have for
I'm
her.
I'm filing a complaint
they
with the FCC.
They want what's best for her, and I think that's never changed
minutes on
through
this?
All the things that she's gone
Thank you, Chris. You've got such a deep knowledge of the business. It's really always great to have your perspective on this stuff.
God.
Thank you.
Sounds like a creep, actually. You know so much about her. George wants nothing to do with the story.
No. He knows how stupid it is.
No, she's okay. We'll be back.
A sense of protectiveness for her, though. That part is just a mystery.
She doesn't need any. She doesn't have to raise her kids. Her father's dying. She goes gets me time when her father's dying. She has no responsibility to anyone but herself. She doesn't have to run her finances. She doesn't have to do anything. It's all about her.
Yes, it is.
Good God. Stupid.
I think they left one important thing out.
What?
It's going to take me a while to find it.
I think I know
what
it is.
What are you talking about?
I wish people had been protecting her from this.
Hit,
that hit record?
Back then.
Or that she kissed Madonna.
Shit, I fucked up.
You know she openly kissed Madonna.
Openly kissed.
Openly, yeah.
If someone would have protected her from that happening.
I know this guy would not be so concerned.
Did you know she openly kissed Madonna?
I have to ask, who is that guy?
Chris Conley?
No, who is
the guy
where did that come from?
He's from her hometown, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, home. I want to ask him, what do you think? She kissed another woman on television, or no.
They just asked her what he thought about her, yeah.
Did you know that that was the only thing that registered with him was that she kissed Madonna?
Another woman, yeah. I think he dug it.
Yeah, it's hard to tell, but you could be right. There's another little piece of video I think we should take a gander at, and this is part of a larger issue with me, which is the word influencer, which, okay, we've heard what happens to an influencer when they lose their following. That influencer...
I am nothing without my following.
She admits she brings nothing to the table. She's 100% zero.
Right.
Is that really an influencer?
No.
No.
So... I mean, influencer, I know I've talked about this before, but isn't a true influencer someone like Jimmy Carter, who lives a life of giving to others and is loyal to his family and cares about the country? I mean, isn't that really an influencer? He probably has no social media following whatsoever, so it's like, no, he doesn't. He's not an influencer at all. But people who build trust over a lifetime and through their dedication to the things that matter. It's because someone has a million followers does not mean they are an influencer.
I am worthless.
There's your influencer.
I have no skills.
Here's another influencer.
I bring nothing to the table.
Nothing. So here's a guy who has a million followers from a pretty cool thing. Actually, it's called State Snaps. He puts up like nudity, drunkenness, and all things college crazy from Iowa State. His name's Rossi Lothario Adams II. But he wanted this domain name that this other guy owned, so he broke into his house, pulled a gun on him, shot him. They fought over the gun, and the guy that he wanted the domain name from was shot in the leg. He got a hold of the gun and shot the influencer twice.
Whoa.
Shot him twice. He faces 20 years in prison now, but the headline is, Influencer Shoots Man Over Domain Name.
Oh, my God, what a great headline.
He's not an influencer. Stop saying that. That's ridiculous. But meanwhile, State Snaps, did you get it? Get it up on the screen. It's a bunch of...
Oh, my God.
First of all, they have a bunch of guys drinking beer out of women's butts.
Yeah.
They're pouring beer down the crack of a woman in a thong bikini.
Why is there E. coli involved in that?
The alcohol kills it. Look at that. I mean, his face is right between your cheeks.
Motorboating.
I'm ready. Ready to circle.
Yeah, jeez.
Oh, how about this one right here?
I know. Why doesn't he take a shot out of her butt? She'd probably suffocate.
Here's another one.
Oh, God.
I gotta say, the asses are very nice.
That looks delicious. Savory and delicious.
Look at that's a whole beer right down her butt crack.
Wow. Is she wearing a one piece? Get out of here.
Yum, yum, yummy beer.
And this guy's tonguing her butt.
Yeah.
While they pour beer down.
It's fun. Like
they pour it right on her tramp stamp area, and it goes down her butt crack.
It's going on
and
her bathing suit.
Genius, genius, genius.
Well, we don't know he's not slipping his tongue in there and going nuts.
I don't know what he's doing. It's consensual.
No, it is. It's absolutely consensual. But cool. Is there any more video there?
That's just the only video on the website.
Wow.
I think you have to sign up to get
Does he do this on Snapchat? Is that what it is?
I guess. I don't know. But so there's a million followers, so that's why he's an influencer.
So his URL was just do it the number 4 State, and he wanted do it FOU or FOR State. So basically, he did this all for
one word. Yeah. Shot a guy and was shot twice and faces 20 years in prison, and he's an influencer. How ridiculous is that?
Really ridiculous.
What a dope. One other thing that was kind of interesting was did you guys see the video?
Oh, he looks stupid.
Yeah, he does look dumb.
You see the video but he has 3 names and he's the second.
Lord.
Did you see the video of Dave Grohl busking with Brandi Carlile?
Yeah.
That was pretty good. Why don't we play that? Because I thought the music sounded great.
Oh, yeah, because it's a Beatles song.
Well, he sang his own song. Too. He sang 2 songs. I mean, Dave Grohl busking?
Yeah, Dave
Grohl. Well, but
here's the thing.
Don't people realize, hey, that's Dave Grohl.
We have any audio?
Let it be.
Does Brandi Carlile do her own music?
Great question.
Boom, ba, ba, beat, wagga, wee, bo, bang, bo, birds.
There is still a light that shines on me. Shadow till tomorrow.
Oh, is that dude in her band?
I don't know. There's a ton of people around.
I'll wake up to the sound.
Get out of here.
Yeah!
Dave.
Speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Come on, Dave.
Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be.
Dave's jamming on it. Acoustic.
Let it be, oh, let it be.
That's right, it sucks.
Words of wisdom.
Dave goes into a Foo Fighters song here, and I thought
it was a duo. Oh, Everlong
on there? Absolutely.
He always does Everlong.
Oh my God, I love him so much. Wow.
I'm a streetlight shining. I'm a wildlife blinding bright, burning off and on.
Times like these.
Oh. Here's a song by a gay guy.
Hey.
No, I kid. See that little kid get in front of him?
Yeah.
Stop it. Get out.
No, I kid.
Baby's ugly.
Kid is in front of the camera again.
Damn kid.
2 years old, Mark.
Wouldn't you love to see someone grab that kid by the arm and just yank him out of the way?
I was anticipating it the whole time.
If that was my kid, I would.
Fucking love that song.
Does it have a gazillion hits on it?
1,633,000.
That's pretty cool.
You know what? I could watch him sleeping and be awesome. Entertained. He's so great.
I generally like anything he does, too.
And I don't want to do anything that creepy, but it's pretty good.
Well, it's kind of creepy.
I like
the, I love him.
I like the entire documentary on the Foo Fighters. Oh, and yeah. It is long. It's like
really?
3.5 hours, maybe.
I'm going to watch that movie.
No.
Yeah. There's
wait, the one where he's recording in his house? That one?
No. This is about the Foo Fighters start to finish.
What? I want to see that movie.
Wait a second.
I want to see that.
Yeah, Brittany.
Stop the presses.
Or maybe it's about Dave Grohl. I don't know, but it's really about the Foo Fighters.
Dave Grohl is like an independent energy source, too. You know what? He never stops.
I know.
He's been on tour for like the last 3 years.
I love Sonic Highways, where he went from city to city,
talked
about the influences, and then recorded
a beautiful
song
man.
You know what's funny about him? It's really amazing that he really shed the whole Nirvana thing.
Yeah, no, it's
it's
got to
be like the fifth thing you think about when you think of Grohl.
Well, I'm not sure that I like Nirvana better than the Foo Fighters, to be honest.
Oh, not really.
I mean, he's in two incredible bands.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Nirvana. I like them both.
Have you ever seen the Foo Fighters live?
Yeah.
God, they're so good live.
Yeah.
Although sometimes he does get a little wacky with the stage banter, but that's okay. That's okay.
Well, even better.
Yeah, he can pull it off, I suppose.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he always seems to be doing
well, when he fell off the stage.
That's right, he did
he
fall off
still
the stage.
Bantering.
Yeah.
Well, and he's singing the wrong lyrics to singing, Jump Over Imagine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's great.
How about that?
So is there much going on with this agent who testified in the college basketball scandal and just starts rattling off
I haven't seen
schools that he...
Including Michigan and
Notre Dame
and Northwestern and Pitt. And he's testifying on behalf of the basketball scandal with Adidas paying off players. And then that guy just mentioned, he said between, was it 2000 and 2014? Or was it 2010 and 2014? Whatever the date was.
It was 2000 to 2013, I think.
It was 2000. It was all that way back.
That's what they said in the story I had yesterday.
Yeah. I haven't seen anything else about it, but, you know, he is testifying. He is on the stand in a federal trial.
I'm at the point now where I assume if you're a really good college football team, there's got to be some malarkey there, whether it's you or somebody outside. I mean, when this whole thing with the Zion Williamson.
Yeah.
And his mother's consultancy. You know, it's a guy at Duke. Duke is supposed to be as clean as they come.
That's just getting around a loophole, isn't it?
I don't know what it is.
I mean, it's scummy, but.
Maybe she is a consultant. Maybe she's been a consultant for the last 20 years. I don't know.
She was his coach.
Well, I somehow feel like if Zion Williamson wasn't her son, I don't think they'd be writing her fat checks for consulting.
No, of course not. But then again, look how many. Parents get hired to be coaches,
which is also bullshit.
Oh, it's total.
I mean, there's just a lot of BS going on, whether it's legal, illegal, whatever. Yeah. I don't think people are really... I don't think you can be good unless there is some malarkey. How do you run a completely clean program when nobody else is bothering and you're competing for the same people and they're getting, you know, how about if we had set up your mom with a consultancy? How do you compete with that?
I was really surprised.
Only one way.
I was really surprised to see Northwestern in there. Weren't you?
They're good. That's a good program.
It's a very good program. I was just surprised to see them on the list.
I'm at the point where I'm not surprised to see anyone, because that's the first thing when I saw that thing. I was like, oh, Notre Dame! And it's like,
oh, Notre Dame, I'm not surprised, but Northwestern surprised. I don't know why it did. It just seemed odd.
You could be surprised, but they're a good team and a great conference competing for the best players. So
I wish we would have paid a little more between 2008 and 2014.
Yeah, apparently not enough money was ponied
Michigan,
up.
Not Michigan, at least.
And then the other story was Rashawn Gary scores a 9 on the Wonderlic. And the Wonderlic is... Now, I never took a Wonderlic test. Did anyone ever take one?
No, I thought it was for the draft.
Yeah,
for the draft. Well, employers give them, though, too. That's what they said in the story, was that some people, when they're applying for a job...
I'm sure giving out to the network.
Yeah, maybe we should. That's a good idea.
Everyone takes the Wonderlic.
We should. There's sample ones online. 50 questions in 12 minutes.
I don't have time for that.
Read a couple of the questions.
Okay, I'll do the quick one. It's 15 questions in 3 minutes and 36 seconds. So you got to be quick.
Oh, Lord.
Let's see. Bastion was 13th in the line in the coffee shop. He was also 13th from the back of the line. How many people were in the line? 24, 25, 26, 39, or 40.
He's 13th in line, and he's 13th from the...
From the back, so there's 12 behind him, and there's 12 in front of him. It's 25?
There's 25.
Right?
That's what I went with. At a business meeting of 5 people, every person shakes
hands. Wait, hold on. He's 13th in line.
You got 3 minutes,
so he's 13
Drew.
Plus
12. You got to finish these questions, 25. Otherwise you're going
to
get a 9.
I just wanted to get it right.
At a business meeting
No, I'm not answering all these questions.
I just
wanted to hear a sample question. So it's kind of like a college test.
Yeah.
At a business meeting of 5 people, every person shakes hands with every other person 1 time. How many total handshakes occur?
20.
You're a genius. Which number represents the smallest amount? 7, 0.77, 0.07, 0.17, 1/7, or 17?
It's 0.07, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
Time for this.
This test is not just something football players take. It's something a lot of people take. But they talked about the Murray, the quarterback, scored badly.
He did? Kyler Murray?
He had a 20.
Really?
And they were saying, that could hurt him, maybe not. You know, there's guys with really low scores that do really well. There's guys with really high scores that don't do well. The high score guys seem to outperform their skill level, generally. Because you score high... Doesn't mean, I mean, if there's a guy who runs a 4.340 and you run a 4.840 and you score high in the Wonderlic, I mean, come on. I mean, we all know there's more involved, but.
I think it would matter more if you're like a quarterback.
Oh, absolutely. That's why Murray scoring a 20. But the point was that 9 is, they describe it as semi-literate.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, to see a college football player have a low score, surprising. Vince Young had a very low score, the quarterback.
Yeah.
He didn't seem to understand offenses, and he did struggle in the NFL. And they list some other players. But Rashawn Gary scoring a 9, he was all academic in the Big Ten twice. How does that happen?
Well, if you watch that Amazon series, apparently it was that tutor they showed all the time with him.
Oh, that got made him all academic?
Yeah, she was all academic.
Well, it's very funny. There's people, of course, at Michigan and from his high school defending him, saying, this is crazy, and he worked so hard, and he did nothing. They said he never scored below a 3.0. And it's like, why is a football
player? And they just take the line of Shaq from Blue Chips, as I've mentioned so many times before, that this is coachly bias.
Except Kyler Murray scored a 20. Actually, there's plenty of people.
He's part white.
Most people score, I guess, 25 to 40, somewhere in there, and some guys.
That's culturally biased.
What did he? Rashawn Gary score
9.
That is not the lowest a Michigan member has ever scored.
Who scored lower?
Mario Manningham allegedly had a 6.
Mario Manningham?
Yeah.
The wide receiver?
Yeah.
He had a pretty good pro career, didn't he?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I remember him. He played for
he what?
The Pros. Who did he play for in the Pros?
The Giants. Giants. 49ers. That's right.
Okay. Yeah. I was thinking 49ers, but. I mean, he had a long career, didn't
surprised
he?
Surprised by that. Yeah, he did.
Well.
It's just
seven years, but I guess that's long in the NFL.
Hell yeah,
pretty long, yeah.
It's long enough to get a pension. Yeah.
But again, you know, when these numbers, Vince Young, I think, scored a 7 or an 8 or something like that. It just really makes you wonder, how are these people getting through college if they can't score higher than that?
But hey, Frank Gore had a 6. He had a pretty good career.
Yeah, he's still playing, isn't he?
Yeah.
And the answer to that is that football players, if they're really good, they get through college. They just do.
It's crazy.
It is. I mean, you have to really be a screw-off if you're a great player. It seems like it happens with basketball players more, doesn't it? Academic ineligibility.
Maybe. Why. They tend to leave early, though, too.
So,
still no word from Spath if he gave us credit.
Oh.
On his show today. For the Jordan Poole story.
Well, Jordan Poole had to announce he was going to the NBA. So I think the story was even more significant, but it seemed like we dropped off in mentions quite a bit.
Yeah.
Do we have audio of the parents of the missing Illinois boy, A.J. Freund?
Yeah, there's two things. There's the 911 call, and then there's the dad who's walking and being interviewed at the same time. Which
have they arrested the parents?
They have arrested the parents because they found the body today. Yeah,
I know.
No, it's
and they were they were suggesting
this poor kid had the worst five years, man.
I got the impression
pretty bad 5 years.
I got the impression the parents were implying that the 10-year-old had something to do
they
with
were throwing
it.
Him
his
under
brother,
the bus.
Yeah, like his brother killed him or got rid of him or and
because the dogs never picked up the scent outside of the house and they focused on the trunk of the car, a la Casey Anthony.
What do you know? So we have us. We have the 911.
Do you want the 911 call first?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind hearing it.
Ready?
Tell me exactly what happened.
We have a missing child.
How old is he?
He's 5.
Cute kid, man. I don't know why the 911 operator's playing the piano.
I had a doctor's appointment this morning. When I got back from the doctor's appointment, you know, I checked in on him, said good morning, and he wasn't there.
And here we see a small mattress.
Hey. You went to your doctor's appointment?
Left your 5-year-old at home.
Then came home.
He's left alone? He's home alone.
Well, I assume the mom's there, but she... I don't know how you wake up in a house without a 5-year-old being awake.
...out of the house.
Like a beamer?
Oh, yeah, they were... The family speculated, hey, it's crazy, he just walked away. Where's the rest of the 911 call? Damn it.
All right. Do we have audio of the parents asking him to come home or whatever?
On the rest of the
I saw some of that. It was. I thought it sounded silly myself. I was so suspicious.
Please contact us, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you need any additional information? How to contact us?
The dad's walking down the street.
Anything that we can give you right now? Line number.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I would
can I
like
give that to you, please.
Yes, absolutely.
Can you just tell us? Do you have any idea where your son is, or you have any guess where he might be?
I have no idea.
Can you tell us how this
going?
Is? How are you dealing with all this?
He's just trying to walk away from the report.
Lawyering up, actually.
Please come home. Please come home.
I can see you're cooperating with the police.
No.
I'm sorry?
Obviously, you're cooperating with the police, trying Absolutely. To do everything you can, or can, what would you say about your efforts to find your son?
We're just extremely worried. If anybody knows anything about where Andrew Jr. is, please contact the Crystal Lake Police Department.
Why don't you call him?
Let's get him home, okay?
So if he's watching right now, what would you want him to do? If you just happened, if someone...
Please come home.
Has he ever wandered off
the He loves
floor?
Watching no. the news. I mean, so he's just trying to get away from reporters. If your kid's missing, wouldn't you sit there and tell them everything you know?
Mm. Yeah, and you wouldn't stop cooperating with the police.
Which they did right away. The interview with the mom is really weird.
Do we have it?
I got to look for it.
Well, maybe we should move along because we got stuff going on anyway. And we play tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, there'll be more information tomorrow anyway.
Well, they're arrested.
There's a should be a new ML Soul of Detroit show tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And a new No Filter Sports tomorrow from the Red Shovel Network. You can hit the outro, Brandon. And Charlie, thanks to Charlie LaDuff for popping by today to talk about District Detroit. By the way, what is District Detroit?
It's your future.
Nothing.
It's your future.
Can we just drop the name?
Yeah. Like Chris Illich said, welcome to your future.
Oh, this one really... Has anyone noticed any local coverage on it, by the way?
Well, now, because HBO forced the hand.
That's what I meant, though. Are they...
Prior to that, I've never
into
seen
it? No, are they... Since HBO did it, though, are people...
Detroit
oh, yeah.
News?
Yeah.
Funny, nobody's gotten a microphone in front of Chris Illich, though, have they?
Mm-mm. Well, no, because they released a pretty weak statement online, and I guess that will just suffice for now.
Oh.
I guess so.
The statement is... It is unfortunate when a media outlet emphasizes the voices of the critical few.
They asked to talk.
Not the voices of the many.
Well, why don't you talk then? Why don't they do an interview about it so we could hear their side of the story? And by the way, not a shovel in 5 years?
So basically he's saying, hey, everyone loves this new stadium. What's the problem?
Oh, and he's blaming it on the media.
Yeah, which is an easy thing to do because everyone hates the media.
Except in this case, the media has done virtually nothing.
Mm-hmm. They've supported him.
There's so many reasons this story is disturbing. I guess the part that bothers me the most is I'm wondering, did they really ever think they were going to do this? Or was that just a big dog and pony show? I guess we'll never know.
I got to believe they were going to if it made financial sense.
Well, I don't think I put on a... dog and pony show like that unless I meant it. But more to come. We'll see ya.
You're watching the NBC North Dakota News, your news leader in high definition.
Gay fucking shit.
Good evening, I'm Van Tu. You may have seen our newest AJ on NBC North Dakota News, and he'll be joining the weekend news team as my co-anchor. Tell us a little bit about yourself, AJ.
Thanks, Van. I'm very excited. I graduated from West Virginia University, and I'm used to, from being from the East Coast.